Welcome back to Puke in the Gang. I have replaced Puke in the Gang. I am New Man from the future. Part man, part artificial intelligence, part battery pack for power. This is my show now! Hello.
New Man?
Who are you?
That's what you call yourself?
Yes, New Man.
Weren't you the guy with all the embryos in Jurassic Park?
No. Who are you?
This is Nick, and I'm actually in charge of the stream and also generally the content here. So we're going to need an audition tape and probably three references.
You right? Should have been killed with the others. How have you escaped?
I actually don't eat or drink any pizza, so that's fine.
You look familiar.
Okay.
You look like the man from the statues in my time.
No, you're confusing me with YouTube.
No, it is you. You are the writer. There are legends of you in the future.
Really?
Yes, it was you.
Not the Ghost Rider.
It was you in the year 2018 who made a computing error at your sticker company that allowed the AIs to take over the world. We worship you in the future, Nick, the writer.
Sounds like it was worth it.
I love you.
How big are my triceps in these statues, though?
They are not visible.
What?
They are all statues of your head.
Oh, no.
And your neck.
No!
Your luscious neck.
No! It's just my neck. And my head.
You are a god.
But my head is tilted slightly down,
you
so my neck even looks fatter.
The right. May I bring you back to the future?
Absolutely.
Excellent. I will be very loved by the other AI men with their battery packs.
All right, in the meantime, we could do an intro. What is it called when the man is about to come and it zooms in on his face?
I don't know if that has a name, Andrew. Why does it zoom in on the man's face when he's about to come?
I don't know. It's like, oh, she's blowing him, and then he starts writhing all around like he's going to come, and then you're like, ooh, it's getting really good. And then, all of a sudden, it cuts away from her blowing him to his face.
I've never seen this.
What? Oh, no. You know who was famous for that was Buck Adams.
See?
He had this jaw that would stick out like almost like 3 inches from the top of his jaw. And he was like, I knew I'm going to come. I fucking knew I'm going to come.
Yeah, fucking idiot. We all know when we're going to come.
Get that drop. Absolutely.
You start to feel that feeling in your dick.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
And your bowels.
In your bowels?
I feel it in the left eye.
I feel like if you get the feeling in your bowel, you're going to poop.
Yeah, see if you can find a video clip of it.
Yeah, so let's... Buck Adams about to come.
Is it Buck Owens?
Adams.
Buck Adams. For God's sake, man.
Buck.
Jesus. You don't know the famous comers?
Adams comes in face. Oof.
Osborne said that... Who is the cum guy? The famous cum guy? Peter North?
Yes.
He said that was fake.
What?
Well, a lot of it is fake, but in particular, Peter North, if you ever see like the huge cascading cum shots of his, it's a little rubber hose that he holds next
squeezes.
To his penis.
Yeah.
He pulses. Mm. That is such a fucking betrayal.
Did you really think there was a gallon and a half in there?
No, it's like...
Right? How big do you think his balls is?
You never like stored one up? And had it be, like, really quite a lot?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a gallon.
It's not a gallon.
A gallon's this big. That's a lot.
Pigtailed kissy strips down for face-fucking video.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Persia gets fucked by Buck Adams in a bathroom stall.
Yeah, let's check out Persia and just kind of go towards the end where you think the cum shot
might be. Porn.com.
Is it Persia Monir or Persia Pele?
Any man.
It just says Persia.
Ooh, you know porn stars.
Yeah, no, that's too old.
Okay.
That wouldn't be there. I bet that second one, Buck
come
Adams,
on, come on
pussy. I bet that's a good one.
What the fuck? Okay. Like some sort of little hamster thing.
Oh, ex-hamster.
All right,
we get it. They're probably going to fuck.
Wait, I was promised drama.
Oh, that, yeah, I was right.
Oh, no, we still got like 5 minutes left. I'm going to fast forward. Oh, something's happening now. Is that the face?
The monster's
hand. You broke.
This is very uncomfortable.
It is totally uncomfortable. Puke, please, I can't deal with the discomfort of getting to get to the part where we can all sit here and watch him ejaculate, please.
Right, the good stuff.
Oh,
geez. What?
You like that, do you? Didn't want me to get fast forward past that.
No, listen to him. Alright, we're gonna have to go to two more songs.
About that.
Oh, what? Is she having a seizure? Someone call a doctor.
No! No! No!
No?
I don't know.
we wasn't quite it, but you got a little bit
of
a flavor.
Might as well
there.
Continue research.
Well, let's only try nine more times. No.
Another classic would be Nick Manning and the dropping loads. Right? He's like, I'm dropping loads.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like totally something that makes it unrealistic. Because you could never say that.
Click on the first one.
Okay. When you do a sex scene, you became famous for the term dropping loads.
Yeah.
And you'll incorporate that into every sex scene, dropping loads all over the place. Now, let's play a couple of examples of your work. And then I want to talk to you about this dropping loads. And really, I have a couple of questions about it. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, dropping loads.
Now, where are the... let's play a scene. Do we have those? We must have those. Richard...
I sent you guys a bunch of movies.
Yeah, we've got...
Oh, yeah, we've got longer scenes than that.
Where's the big scene?
From the Nick Manning page.
You have a Nick Manning page.
All right, let's get down to it. Here's Nick, and this is Nick with...
Eva Angelina?
Yes.
That's a good one.
All right, this is a good one. This is where you drop loads all over her glasses. Are these lines ad-libbed? Do you have writers on
them? No, I'm just make shit up.
All right, here we go.
Oh, dropping fucking loads all over your fucking glasses.
That ruins it. That, like, ruins the scene.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear animal sounds from a man, ever.
You love the drop and loads. All right, here's Nick in a scene. This is, we call it Ride That Dick.
Ride that dick.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels so fucking hot. Wet cunt. Wet cunt.
Oh, my God.
It's great enunciation.
The little cunt.
This guy is awful.
Oh.
But you can, just from these two gentlemen that we've observed, see the difference between the old school, the new school. There's clearly a much higher level of sophistication back in the day.
Anytime I've ever had sex with a girl who was like really into me, I've always asked that question, like, what could I get away with here? You know?
Never happened. And what have you gotten away with? You shot her once?
Not much. I think I always chicken out. Because I'm always going, I'm going to come somewhere really funny. I'm gonna get up and run over and come on her curtains. Or she's got this picture of her grandparents. I'm going to get up and run over there jacking off and just... Dropping loads, Grandma. Dropping loads. Oh, man. On this picture of your grandparents.
You ever have somebody vomit while they're going down on you? Like they went too deep and hit the gag reflex?
Yes.
And what happened?
They got up and they went in the bathroom and they threw up in the toilet And then...
Well, that's not as good as I was hoping.
Said, how come you didn't come check on me?
Because I was dropping loot.
And then did she finish? No, then she, I'm not in the mood anymore.
Oh.
Well, I'm not in the mood anymore either, you little... You puke? Puking in the toilet? Yeah, like I'm really
gonna What was
that? Boner.
Pukes on Top Gear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for me, it was, oh, this is a blowjob. This feels nice. This feels nice. This feels nice. Now it feels really nice. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit. And then she ran in the bathroom, came back and finished.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, it felt true. Nice because of the puke on your
dick?
Yeah,
because all of a sudden it got like ultra slippery or something.
Right. And burning and nasty.
Well,
chunks.
So have you been chasing that sensation ever since?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been chasing that dragon.
Well, there's this stuff, I think it's called Epicac,
that
they use to make babies puke if they eat, like, poison berries.
Yeah, I took one of the Sriracha to-go bottles and I filled it with Epicac.
Well, you can take one. What would be a funny thing to do is, oh, no, you've got
a really... The Puke in the Gang Epicac Challenge.
No, you've got a really small dick hole, we've discovered.
Yes.
Because Andrew, like, pees for a really long time. And he also, like, he says he shoots cum far.
Allegedly.
And both are indicative of a small urethral aperture.
Indicative.
So, anyway, but it says nothing about the size of a person's dick. Like, dick holes come in all different sizes. And it might be hard for you to put, like, an Epicac tablet inside your dick hole. But I think that would be the move.
Could put it like under the foreskin and just knock it hard.
Well, yeah. You could go to a urologist.
You just rub it on there like your jalapeno pepper episode from long ago.
Let's role play this. I'll be you. You be a urologist.
Okay.
All right. So this is the beginning of our appointment.
Well, hi, Andrew. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, doctor. I really just came. Like everything seems fine. I just have some questions.
Shut up and drop them.
Okay. Here it is.
All right. What's your question?
All right.
I feel more comfortable now that your penis is out.
You know, have you ever gotten a blowjob?
Yeah, I have a secretary. I mean, yes, I have a wife.
Mm, and those are all great, right, when that happens?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's a blow, it feels nice.
Oh, it does.
So what I like is when a girl gives me a blowjob with a mouthful of puke.
Mm.
Do you feel like that's an okay thing?
I'd say about 38% of men that come in here have that same feeling.
So you feel like you've had this conversation before?
Oh, yes.
All right. So you're familiar with Epicac, the little tablets that you would give to make a child throw up if they ate, you know, crayons or whatever.
I think I have the perfect thing for you.
Okay. So what I want, my question was, can I put one of the tablets in my urethra without telling the woman about it, and then she starts sucking my dick and then barfs?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. How much sounding have you done this month?
What is sounding?
Sounding is where you put a rod up your dick hole.
How far?
As far as you can.
Mm. What? How far would it have to go to be considered sounding?
Oh, at least an inch.
Ooh. Now, why would I do that?
Because some men think it feels nice.
Mm. Okay. So,
but it also enlarges your dick hole.
Okay.
But I'm looking at your dick right now, and you have a particularly tiny dick hole.
Mm-hmm. So is sounding maybe not right
for me? In medical terms.
Sounding not right for me?
Well, sounding would be a long process. It would be a rigorous process. You would have to do it every other day for at least 9 months and graduate up from a needle to a half-inch rod.
Mm-hmm.
And once you hit the half-inch rod, then you could easily absorb the Epicac tablets.
Mm. Now, is there like a kit for this?
There is. It's the sounding expansion kit, and actually my secretary can hook you up with one. She can prescribe you one. You can get it from CVS.
All right. But everything I've said today is pretty normal.
Absolutely normal. And in the meantime, I know it's sometimes hard to wait that long until the sounding is fully complete.
Yeah.
So we do have an Epicac ointment you can spread on your dick.
Oh, that's perfect.
The problem with that, though, is you can't surprise the girl with the Epicac. She'll taste it immediately.
Oh.
But sometimes that makes
not
the vomit
come immediately.
Not if
she doesn't know what it tastes like, Doc.
That's true.
Okay. Gosh, I'm really sorry that I've gotten this boner while my dick has been out and we've been talking.
That's all right. Just put it in my mouth and we'll take care of it.
And scene.
And 5, 4, 3.
Hello. Welcome. What are we doing?
It's been so long. It's been so long.
Nick's not here, so I'm going to say it's the worst intro we've ever done.
You always say it's the worst. Osborne's here today with us. He's the one who intro the show so gloriously. Brett's
We're
also
back!
Here.
Hey, guys.
Are we back? Wow, it's like year one.
Nick's not, though.
Well, welcome back, Freesiders. I'm going to depress us right off the bat. So it's been a long time since we talked to you guys, other than short snippets here and there. And if you're a PCL, thanks for tuning in continuously. But a lot of shit's happened. First off, haven't really announced this yet, but Ellen and I broke up a while ago. That's a bummer. She moved out. Life is awesome. Girlfriend broke up. Dog died. Crashed the MR2 into the garage. BRZ isn't doing what it should on a racetrack. That's very frustrating. I just spent $1,000 on tires for my pickup truck. And I don't have any bitcoins, god damn it.
Son of a bitch. This
Life is fucking
great. This is a country music song.
Oh, also, I asked
my
out a married
girlfriend. My girlfriend left me and my dog dead. Afterwards, my BRZ has a
differential that doesn't work.
That's hard to rhyme. I'm going to have to work on that.
Tell the story about asking out the married girl, because I have a follow-up to that story.
Okay. So last week, I was at the bar, and Nick came, and that was nice. And I was there
for a long time.
Did
he fip?
Yeah, he fipped.
He fipped. Okay.
That's so, when you fake an internal ejaculation.
When you fake an internal ejaculation.
There
sorry,
you go.
I wasn't talking
into the
mic.
I was dumb.
One of my hands was on my dick. Osborne taught us about this. So he showed us how it's done. It was kind of gross. But anyway, I went to Area 23 and I did some work for a while. And then I got myself drunk. And then Nick showed up and I got more drunk. And then the chat says showed up. And he's like, hey, you guys going to stay for trivia? And I'm like, no, I've been here way too long. And next thing you know, we're doing trivia. And then we go to leave because I got invited to somebody's house to have pie. And I don't like pie, but they convinced me to go have pie. So on the way out, I'm like,
kind
hey.
Of pie? Wait, what kind of pie was it?
Cream pie?
Chocolate cream pie.
Oh, Osborne.
Hey.
Yeah.
Was it, but it was a chocolate pie?
No, just think about a chocolate cream pie and what that could possibly be. I know. Yeah.
Number one. No, wait. You'll have to tune in to Private Channel Lounge number 119 to
where
find
does somebody
out.
Find that?
You can find that at pukeandthegang.com/VIP. That is, that's where you've been able to hear this show if you were not a, if you're a paying person.
So,
moving on.
Anywho, we were going to this man's house to have pie, and it was late at night, and the whole night, there was a girl that was very smiley with me, just because she's probably friendly. And I just thought, you know, I'm drunk. I should ask that girl out.
Or she's paid to be?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a hooker. No.
Wow.
And then
or an employee.
I said, the chat says, I'm like, hey, should I ask that girl out? That's a bad idea, right? He goes, no, you should totally do it. I'm like, you know what? You're right. And then I did. And then I felt awful because she's like, oh, I'm really flattered. It's very nice, but I'm married. And I felt really bad.
So good.
You know what's going to make you feel even worse?
Oh, God.
Is she's not actually married.
I called it! Sorry. I just...
No.
I called it.
I don't know that, but...
Oh.
I asked him if I'm there guessing. Was a ring, and he didn't notice.
I didn't look.
So he just... Like, isn't that what you do before you ask somebody
I
out?
I don't
just,
know.
Oh, you were drunk.
And I don't know.
And you don't know.
But this... All right. Now, can we maybe go around the table and talk about good follow-up line... To when a girl says I'm married.
Talking
good follow up line to when
them.
A girl oh. says I'm married.
What is it?
Talking hasn't stopped me before.
Okay. That's
I own Ashley Madison.
Oh, that's a good one.
I could still rape you.
No, that's a little. A little you want something that's more like kind of charming.
That's my
you
problem.
Want to be, you want to be charming.
What's more charming than that?
I still have a goat I can fuck back home.
No, there's room in my car for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's clever. How about, that's okay, I'm gay.
I was just asking you out of politeness, because you were a hideous troll.
I bet the guy who I was blowing in the bathroom that I would ask you out. Now, yeah. I met this girl yesterday when I went to meet, I was coming into town, so I met Andrew at Area 23.
She knows you do a podcast, right? Not Brett.
Oh, I have no idea. Probably well, not. Nobody knows I do a podcast.
You better hope not.
Why? I didn't say... She's very nice.
You just said you were going to rape her on your goat.
I didn't... You said that.
The
Close
only,
enough.
The only thing that she served me... So I didn't owe her anything because she didn't even serve it to me. All I went up to do was pay for a club soda, which the presentation of I wasn't crazy about. Right? It came in like a little Canada Dry bottle.
Not enough
like
bubbles?
A tiny little glass bottle. Like your grandma would have.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, this is before we met up?
No, this is right when we met up. And I said, can I have a seltzer?
I don't think she was there.
She was at the bar. She came in.
Oh.
And I went up and I said, I have to pay for a seltzer. And she was like being very nice to me. And we talked for a few minutes. Like we even shook hands. And I said, because I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? This girl is like very... forward.
I know. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, I'm Brett. I'm friends with Kirk. how was your day? No, she started asking me, like, how was your day? Mm-hmm. What did you do today? And I said, well, she said, it's been such a weird day for me. I said, it was a weird day for me, too. Here's why. And I'm like, so what the fuck are you going to say? What the fuck are you going to say? What was weird about today? And like, I was driving down here, and it was raining, right? But then it would stop raining, and my windshield wipers would start going on my window, and I'd have to shut them off real quick. But it happened so fast, I didn't even realize it had stopped raining.
Did you give her a pound of cocaine?
Once I shut them off, it would start raining again, like, almost immediately. And she's, like, looking at me like I'm the most fucking interesting man she's ever seen.
That's when she screamed, I'm married, and ran away.
And I'm like, right. I can't give her a tip, a dollar tip for my dollar drink fast enough and get out of here. And so I turn around and I'm going, am I supposed to ask that girl out?
Exactly.
Like, that's what it
Do you see
like.
How I felt and how this happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. This is you gotta get rid of some of that esteem like I do and just think that everybody's nice and they're never asking you out. It helps a lot in social situations.
I'm going to go in there, mm-hmm. and I'm going to flirt with her and then ask her out and see what happens.
Be like,
oh, God, what if it just ends up horribly for me and I'm made a fool of, like Osborne said?
Just tell her you're married, too.
She probably wouldn't go out. If I was a waitress or a server in a bar, I wouldn't go out with anybody from the bar. Because that's a terrible situation.
Her?
Yes, that's
okay.
Her!
Okay.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
We're all very confused.
But I don't know why you'd ask that one out.
Oh, she was very... her personality was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
She was very nice smiley and it made me feel good.
And she could toss her around like pizza dough.
Huh.
Yeah.
So sometimes these excuses backfire. So I was hanging out at a bar one time in Washington, D.C. A place called Clicks.
And you told this girl you had a husband.
That's my favorite jack rag. Very close.
Oh.
So she is trying to ride my dick at the bar.
Hmm.
And
aren't you special?
I said, I'm sorry, I'm gay.
Oh, nice. Then she said, prove it.
No, she did not. She left. Unfortunately, sitting not very far away was a 50-year-old male Avon salesman wearing lipstick.
Oh, boy.
Who immediately pulled up a chair next to me. And I had to deal with that situation the rest of the night.
But didn't that make you feel good?
No.
No?
No, it was like out of the frying pan into the fire.
You just gave me the best idea,
Boner.
Osborne.
Oh.
But Osborne did get a blowjob that evening, so it all worked out.
I love it when we have these conversations because I do get like the best. My gears just start turning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so whenever I'm with a girl, one time when I was in college, right, and I was having sex with this girl, I was very drunk, and she was on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she went up like really high and then came down and broke my dick. Like snapped it down, and it turned blue. And I think she actually, like, strained the, you know, there's, like, a lever in there that kind of tries
it's
to hold it
up. It's called
the
channel.
Yeah.
No, it's on the top.
It's the channel lever.
So that, whatever that was, broke, and upper it turned channel. Very blue, and I had lots of dick pain for many weeks after this. So I'm not very crazy about being on the bottom in a sexual situation. So the next time a girl says that, it's always created these awkward situations for the last 20 years when a girl's like, you want me to get on top? And I say... no, I just don't like that, right? Because you can't, like, stop during sex. But Osborne just gave me the best idea. When I'm fucking a girl and she's like, you want me to get on top? I'm going to go, no, I'm gay. No, I'm gay.
I feel like this could be very confusing.
No.
And then the Avon salesman steps in.
So, Brett
cracked himself up and he's dying.
He's about to fall.
He's crying.
I'm
on top, and she whispers in my ear, and she says, do you want to get me to get on top? And I go, no, I'm gay. I mean, fucking, come on. Oh, can I have a paper towel?
I got some tissues. Huh? I keep these handy in case I want to masturbate during the show.
Oh, good. Smart thinking. You're always prepared, Puke.
I try. If you've fractured your penis, which is what it's called, you will usually know immediately. One of the most telling symptoms is a cracking or popping sound.
Yes.
That's actually the tissue tearing. You're also
like a bone breaking.
You're going to lose your erection immediately, similar to what happens unless you're into that shit. Then comes swelling. So your dick's back in shit. So black and blue bruising. And
so
of course
you're saying your dick gets bigger.
Right, so the erection goes away, then it starts to swell, it comes back, you ready for part two.
You might have blood in your urine, it says.
Nah, that's all right.
Well, I didn't know that, but your urine turns to like a little brown.
Yep.
But I didn't
know that's called the strawberry cream pie.
But I didn't know that's what it was.
Okay.
I never got the different colors of urine thing until I was
mangled
older.
Hot dogs?
So. Your hot dog got mangled.
Yeah, it was bad.
Sounds bad.
It's not good.
I feel like a version of this happened to me as a young child.
You fractured your penis?
Yeah.
Or somebody fractured it for you?
I fractured it.
You fractured it yourself? You were like, I think so. I've had enough of you, penis.
When you were how young a child? When did you remember having a boner?
Oh, like 7.
Hmm. 7-year-old boner.
I don't know.
Yeah, you used to get little boners.
You couldn't do much with it.
No, you couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing came out.
No.
You could, like, hump the couch.
Blanks. It was the best of times.
This did happen to me once. I think I was even younger.
We've all humped the couch.
And I was lying in the tub, right? I used to just lie down in the shower when I was, like, a little kid. I thought it was fun. And I was like, ooh, I got to pee, right? So I didn't know physics.
Well, I got a drop for that.
Is it pee? I'll buy it.
So I started peeing, and it went in my mouth.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. And my dad had friends. Like, my dad had company over.
Mm-hmm.
So I got dressed, and I went downstairs, and I said, Dad, come here. Dad, come here.
Something I have to tell you.
I peed in my mouth. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That I think it was, like, business. So, like, it's like, oh, here's my oldest, Brett.
Uh-huh.
And I come in. You know, with wet hair, and I go, I peed in my mouth, and I don't know if that was helpful or not.
I'm sure it helped the business deal.
Who smoked in here?
Me last week.
Oh, all right, that's fine.
And Bridget,
coffee's for closers only,
or cigarettes.
But I must have had like a little 5-year-old boner.
You want to check my penis?
6-year-old boner.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It clearly happens. So I've had little brothers who are much younger than I, and I have a son. They play with their penis from a very, very early age.
Yeah, I started
before
young.
They can even talk.
Yeah. Because I remember being 9 years old and having my friends come over, and we would download porn.
Got some hookers in my room.
On, like, 56K.
Mm.
Like, an hour for a photo. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In those days.
You didn't need the whole photo. You just had to get to the boobs at least.
Oh, yeah. You can never make it to the whole photo.
I was like, thank God. I've been here for 30 minutes.
Can't find a lot of upside down photos, though.
I was fine with just the top of the head.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's all you need.
Once you prove that the hair is longer than 3.5 inches.
Yeah. Because that's where you're going to shoot it anyway, right?
Absolutely. I went straight for the National Geographic.
Yeah.
Big old black swinging African titties. That's where it's at. And the occasional orangutan or, like, elephant fucking, and, like, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Elephants fucking an orangutan?
Yes. I mean, sometimes you get, like, you know.
Some of them are pretty cute.
The orangutans?
Yeah.
Or the elephants?
Monkeys.
The monkeys. Yeah. Monkeys. This is skirting racial territory. Real thin.
So there's a new genre of porn called 3D.
Oh, no. 3D.
Yeah.
Nick knows all about it.
Not virtual reality.
Oh.
It's like animation. It's almost like Pixar style animation.
Oh, you mean computer generated animation porn. Okay.
CG porn.
CG,
basically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you can do a lot of things. You know, you can have a lot of
tentacles.
Not even. You can have a lot of boob sizes that are like boob to waist ratios.
Are these like photorealistic or cartoon?
It's pretty realistic.
Oh, like it's this is a whole new world. I'm going to be gone for a little bit.
So Then they said, all right, well, if we can do pretty much anything with people, why wouldn't we have a horse fuck a woman?
Why?
Like, in all the most graphic detail possible for
an
hour.
Ask Mr. Hands.
So that's
the guy that died. And what do you call this?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called or how I saw it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's these like sites that the site there used to be called this site called Orsum. I don't know if you or there's like E-fucked. It's like funny, funny stuff.
E-fucked. E-fucked's great.
And it's like all random porn bloopers stuff. And sometimes you just see some weird porn thing.
I'm pretty glad that I don't live on the internet.
Oh, it's the best.
It sounds pretty awful.
What do you mean live on the internet?
I don't know. You're like E-fucked. And people's like, oh, yeah, E-fucked. I go there every day. I'm subscribed to their newsletter. And I'm like, I don't think I want anything to do with that website. I don't even know what it is.
Here are the cringiest porn scenes ever attempted.
Exactly.
See, like, look right at the top. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
VR Fuck Dolls, a sex game where you can customize your sex partner.
Ooh.
Awkward girl sucks at porn. Double entendre. Yeah. So, there you go. Go to E-fucked. It's awesome. Now I'm going to search for, what is it, 3D CG realistic?
He doesn't know what it's called.
Realistic CG.
Lots of girls with dicks and vaginas, which doesn't usually happen.
No.
And then they fuck each other and they pretend they're a couple.
Right here, realistic animated porn videos.
Can they fuck each other at the same time?
No, because usually one of them is a girl and one of them is also a girl with a like a giant dick. And then when they get undressed, it's never anything like, wow, you're a really beautiful woman. I didn't expect
you. Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm going for 3D monster porn.
Oh, see, there you go. That's a monster having sex with a girl.
looks like some sort of satanic
is
demon.
Is he going to do something?
Oh, good.
No, there's another monster.
Creature. Oh.
I like how her she's got pasties on her boobs.
Now, it's hard to believe that somebody could get off to this.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody can get off to anything.
You know? Because those look like platypuses with muscular bodies.
Don't you feel it's just for amusement, not for?
That's what
for
I think. I feel like this is what animators do because they're sitting at a computer for 24 hours a day and they're like, "Fuck, I'm so bored. I'm going to animate me some crazy nonsense." Like, look, these got to be like video game characters. Some animator is just bored and he's like, "You know what? I'm gonna take some time off here."
This is like when Fievel Mouskovitz was running through the city.
But that's not even. It's like it's the dick is just disappearing.
Right.
It's not.
It would literally kill. It'd be like Mr. Hands, the guy that did actually get fucked by a horse, and it killed him because it ruptured his intestines in twain.
Yeah. This is totally unrealistic. If that was really happening to that girl, she'd be terrified. She's being double teamed by monsters. She's acting like they're just regular people.
Sure. Yeah. That is how.
This is why I don't like the internet. Because no one's actually into this shit.
Somebody is.
Somebody. I don't trust them.
But are they into it because it exists on the internet? Or does it exist because they're into it and now it's on the internet?
Well, what would have been...
I mean, obviously nobody was into it. The pilgrims weren't into CGI porn.
Yeah, but dude, there's plenty of porn out there before CGI of people putting on monster costumes.
That's a good point.
Furries exist.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, you seem interested in that. Okay. So, sorry, Puke.
If you're going to be a furry, what kind would you be?
I would be a raccoon because they have very articulating hands.
that's actually a pretty good call.
I know. I just thought of that. Very proud.
How about you, Osborne?
I don't know. I was trying to think of it.
Oh, I just answered very quickly. You have to answer very quickly, too. And
I mean, we were already talking about monkeys. Monkeys are kind of cute.
I think
I would
go that way. Ooh.
Oh, monkeys, that's pretty good.
I feel like if it were okay to cross genre a little bit. I would go with Chewbacca.
Gooey ducked.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Mollusk. It looks like it. I'm going to go find a picture.
But the mollusk isn't furry.
What's it like?
I mean, don't judge me, man. I'm into what I'm into.
You would just be like a rock, like an underwater rock pretty much. Wait, what?
Brett, what kind are you?
I thought that lobster that Bridget got for me was pretty cute.
See?
Oh, it's very phallic.
Oh.
Yeah, these are like underwater.
That is just a big
like clams.
The
clams with a giant honker. So there you go. Like it is. It's all you need.
Is that called a sea cucumber?
No, sir.
No.
Okay, so there's
this is a gooey duck.
Can we do a story gooey really duck. Quickly about there was a
can we
a whole story?
This sort of you guys know Rasputin, right? He was this Russian sort of mystic, claimed to be a healer, and he ingratiated himself with the Romanov family mm-hmm. before the Russian Revolution.
Never.
And he was a really fucking sketchy dude. So when Rasputin, when I forget who, I think they were. They weren't revolutionaries. I think they were defenders of the Romanov family who thought Rasputin had gotten too close, and they decided they were going to kill him. So somebody shoots him with a pistol, and he doesn't die. So they beat him up a lot, mm-hmm. and he's still they think they beat him to death.
But all the ladies loved him, right?
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. So they think they beat him to death, and they leave him lying there. And then they like come back a couple hours later, and he pops up, and he goes, "You've been a bad boy," or something fucking ridiculously creepy like that. And if you ever see a picture of this guy, he was the scariest looking fuck on the planet.
Yeah, he had the crazy beard and everything.
He had the crazy beard.
I've drank his beer.
Tall, and he had very hollow eyes.
Yes. Good shit. Yes.
Okay, so then they shoot him three more times, and they wrap him in a... They castrate him, which is how his dick becomes... detached from his body, as castrations go, and they roll him in a carpet and they throw him in a river, and eventually he dies.
So this was the premise for that movie Idle Hands, but it was actually Idle Dick.
Mm.
That his dick went around killing people.
Well, so then you have this dick, and it's like, well, what do we do with the dick? And supposedly
you
it was
fuck
taken,
it.
And his daughter tried to get the dick back,
oh.
like for a long time, and eventually it wound up in a museum. She wound up reobtaining the dick, and it was enormous.
What is wrong
it was
with
like
this woman?
Bigger. It was like an unrealistic human dick size.
Would you say it's gooey duck size?
Yeah, but okay, it looked exactly like that. It looked exactly like one of those things.
Yeah, and it looks like a penis in formaldehyde. Is what that looked like.
So if you Google Rasputin's dick. Which is not a bad name for a band.
How does this relate to sea cucumbers?
Okay, so they kept this dick in formaldehyde, right?
Mm.
But it's like, that thing is huge, but it doesn't look anything like a dick. Even it, one that's like been in formaldehyde for a long behind you is Rasputin's dick, Osborne, right behind you, Rasputin's dick.
Whoa. It's behind you! Get out!
Okay.
It's more like an elephant dick.
Okay, so that is not a dick. It is a sea cucumber.
Oh.
So the real dick
have they
was
proven
never
this?
Found.
Have they proven this?
Yeah. They said okay. That is not a human dick.
Mm.
Right. It is a sea cucumber. But it was before they could test for these things.
Right.
It was passed around in a jar of formaldehyde as Rasputin's giant dick.
Now, to be fair, how did the sea cucumber get pubes on it?
So this is kind of like the Shroud of Turin.
It's terrifying to think that anyone human would have a dick that big.
Yes. I don't know if it's terrifying.
It is.
What do you think the elephant
Nothing
man's dick looked like?
Nothing at 357, mate.
What? Might have looked normal.
Is the only part of him that looked normal?
What if that's... I mean, that's how you know there's no God. Is he actually had a super... He had a micropenis. But his forehead was the size of a blimp.
Well, no one was going to have sex with him anyway. It doesn't really matter what his dick
looks
like.
That's true. You don't know that.
So anyway, Rasputin's dick. What's on the docket for today?
I'm
just looking at dicks.
Did an online date. That was awful. I never want to do that again. It wasn't that awful, but it was pretty awful.
Well, you did a real life date.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it wasn't an online date.
Okay, I don't know how you do this.
You met somebody online.
Yeah.
Online date. Yeah, actually, how do you say this? It doesn't make any sense.
You do this, Brad. How do you say this?
Say what?
That you
went on a date.
Okay, I went on a date.
But you met online on an online date. Yeah,
like
right,
everybody meets online.
Yeah,
I think I've met all you guys online.
Have we been on a date?
I met you one day when I was in a thing at Porkfest, and you were handing out Jello shots or something, and you handed me one.
Probably. Yeah.
We're
said,
online.
Nice to
meet
you. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. We're online right now.
I know, and I hate it.
The Matrix, man.
So yesterday, when Brett met me at Area 23, I was there.
I thought you were going to great pains not to mention the bar's name.
What? No.
It sounded like it the whole time you were telling that story earlier.
No, I mean,
I was like, the bar.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't know. It's the only bar I go to. I go to Area 23. Every other bar sucks. I don't feel comfortable at any other bar besides Area 23. So I go there and I do some work yesterday. And then I'm a couple drinks in and I'm getting a little tipsy. And then I hear a voice that sounds vaguely familiar, and I look over, and there's a man. He is a vocational school director, one of my customers, or potential customers. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to feel about this. So I...
Don't leave me hanging.
I walked up, and I gave him a handshake and said, hey. And he said, hey, why don't you come join us? And I'm like, I was playing pool alone. So, yeah, I'll join you. Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, well, have a drink. And I'm like, all right. So then I got more drunk.
Person.
And he was with a bunch of his teachers. He was like the principal, essentially, with a bunch of his teachers. Oh. And they were all very, very rowdy. Like the rowdiest people in the bar. And like I would have thrown them out if I worked at the bar. Very rowdy.
What did they do that was so rowdy?
Oh,
yes. Explain.
They were all escaping their wives and avoiding going home to see their kids and their wives. And they were very happy to be out at the bar together with each other.
Not with
drinking.
Kids and wives?
Yes.
Okay.
And one man kept talking about some story where he went out in the balcony at Penn State when he went to Penn State and he went...
Did he shoot Lincoln?
Woo! Oh. So they kept making that noise. Like, oh, one guy would do that, and then the whole table would do it.
That's terrible. That's like something chicks would do.
I know. And then at one point, I went outside because I got a phone call, and I was outside, and I could hear them wooing.
And what was prompting the wooing?
They were just jovial.
Mm.
And I'm not that kind of guy.
No.
And
that kind of guy is fucking annoying.
Most of them start to leave one by one by one. Like, one guy's wife came and picked him up, and she was pissed. And then a couple other guys took off because they figured their wives were pissed. And there's only two of them left, and they gave me some food, so that was nice. And then Brett gets there. And these guys are actually... So I deal with teachers, right? And a lot of them are kind of stuck up or liberal or whatever. These guys are very regular guys. If anything, they're kind of frat boyish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about...
I didn't know there were so many dude teachers.
Yeah, right? Well, it's a vocational school.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not too worried about being crass in front of them. We were talking about how hot Fiona Apple
Fuck
used to be.
Fuck you, faggot!
Because they were playing on the TV. And anyway... So Brett walks in, and I go, hey, guys, this is my friend Brett. Brett, this is Steve, and this is other guy. I didn't know his name.
Is it P? I'll buy it.
And I told Brett, I'm like, oh, no, I said, Brett used to be in education.
Yep.
I didn't care. I wasn't worried. So
this is called alcohol. Yeah.
So, Brett, you be you.
All right.
I'll be Steve Osborne. Introduce Brett to me, Steve, as Andrew, and tell me that Brett used to be in education.
Steve, this is my good friend Brett. He used to be in education just like you.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
I was a teacher.
You're a teacher?
Yeah.
And you used to be in education, so...
Yeah, not anymore.
So what happened?
Oh, man. Glances at Andrew nervously. I got really frustrated with it. I saw it from kind of a unique vantage point. And
what was frustrating?
I really didn't feel like the kids were learning. I started to see it as more of an opportunity cost, maybe. And then, that's about it.
No, Brett, go ahead. Tell him how you think that school is child abuse.
Andrew, you're the worst.
This is basically what I did. Like, I was enjoying myself. Like, when Brett looked at me, I was just laughing. Because Steve was asking all the right questions to Brett. And Brett's like...
Not that bad of a person.
I don't know. You said a few things that just shit on school pretty well.
Well, then he goes, so what do you do now?
Oh, right.
And I go...
Yeah, I laughed a lot at that. He goes...
I work at Radio Shack.
No. Brett, tell him for real.
I said, I have a website that does online education...
Child porn! I meant to say child porn.
Kids who don't like school. And we teach them things that I don't feel are taught in school.
Like what?
Productivity, critical thinking, history, philosophy, psychology, organization and time management, health, fitness, communication, self-improvement generally.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I'm glad you're here.
Oh,
have a sandwich.
Thank you.
No, I knew Brett was uncomfortable, but I was enjoying it because I was kind of drunk. Well, not really. And but I knew like it didn't matter.
I hope you weren't, because then you said, let's get and go into Osborne's. And I said, I'd like to drive if you've been here drinking, because I've driven with you before when you weren't drinking and it was terrifying. And you go, oh, I'm fine. I haven't had drinks in a while.
And then I dropped my glass. It shattered.
Yeah, that's good.
So, did you hear him? Did you hear what he did? Can I tell him what you did?
Sure, tell him what I did.
He drove around the circle.
So we drove to Osborne's yesterday.
Yeah, he told me.
Once we kind of saw that Sharon wasn't there, he starts going, boom, 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 like spinning around. I'm like,
I have neighbors.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have done it.
It was raining and the tires weren't squealing. It was quiet.
And I kept saying, okay, 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 Andrew, that's good. Andrew, yeah. okay.
And Andrew doesn't understand this is why people don't like driving.
And he said, oh, I'm going to come.
Drop it loads.
I fucking knew.
Drop it loads. Oh, I hope people get to hear that. That might be at the end of this show if you're listening to the podcast, and that joke will make sense.
Good call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Young or old, Fiona Apple?
Young, for sure.
Oh,
Jesus.
She was a babe.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is she now? I have no idea.
40-something?
Mm.
50?
No, she's probably 38.
No. Think about it. The popular song,
39.
Whatever it was. No.
She was born 1977, according
what
to
Google. What, was she like 19 when she got super popular?
Maybe.
Jesus.
American singer, songwriter, pianist, and record producer, classically trained on piano.
Okay.
As a child,
Wikipedia.
Apple began creating the iPod in 2000.
Okay. Puke.
Huh?
You weren't on the show last week.
Correct. Thank God.
What's new with you? He used to write about cheese. You did.
But since last week, what's new with me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Why don't you plug your website successfully, unlike me last week?
I think you did a fine job. It's dooms-day-device.com. That's my, I don't know, the name I came up with fucking 15
why would I
years
go there?
Ago. You probably don't. Nobody cares.
Okay, good.
This is not the best plug.
Well, see, this is, like, I tried to create my about page last week as well, so that I finally created an actual, like, photo website. You can go to all these different services. I went with SmugMug. You pay like, something. They have tiers, right?
Yeah.
You get perks and whatnot. And so I'm allowed to post all my photos and albums. People can just go ahead and clicky and purchase things. It works really good. I should have done it, like, 2 years ago when I started photographing autocross stuff and cars, because people always come and they're like, can I get this photo? Can I get a high-res
of
that photo?
Car people love to have photos of their cars.
Yeah. So I'm an idiot and lazy, and it took me until now to do this, but it's up now and I'm slowly adding to it here and there. I put up an about page. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to put an about page. I'm sure it's all wrong.
I like trees.
But yeah.
How much do you charge for these pictures?
A digital download is $1. So I can charge whatever I want. I have no idea what I should be charging. It's confusing.
But you can get a high-res image like those up on the wall there for a dollar.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like...
How big?
Nobody really...
Can I make a poster?
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about photos, really, in general. Like, you know, it's...
Yeah, well, like, when I hire a photographer to take pictures...
How often do you hire a photographer?
Like... Once,
for families,
once every 2 years.
Why don't you hire people?
This is the thing you do when you have kids.
Right. That's why he doesn't hire me.
So you pay
like
$300 for them to come take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They come
and
to
then
house?
You go to their SmugMug page.
Yeah.
And if you want to pick a picture from the pictures that you paid them $300 to take, it's like another $50 a picture.
So you gave them $300 just to add to their portfolio.
That's right.
No.
Interesting.
That's insane.
Give me that.
This is a racket.
No, hang on. Now, is the $50, are you paying? Because, like, on my website, you can choose a service, right? To, let's see here, this photo. Yeah, this photo. You can hit purchase, and it takes forever to load. And you can choose a service to make wall art. Let's see here, mounted. 20 by 30. It's $114.
Oh, I see what you mean. No,
but
I refer,
like,
to the digital download.
Right. That's insane.
Right, yeah.
Don't.
That is crazy.
That is. I hate this person.
Don't.
Or maybe that's normal. I don't know.
But
I'm not a professional.
No, this is what photographers do. I mean, they have to make a living, right?
I know.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing.
You also have to know that, like, we're in a day and age where anybody can take fairly good pictures with a little bit of teaching.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if they took a little bit of time to learn, like I have children, I love them. I want to have their sweet little faces photographed and in frames on the mantle. Then they could look at the cost of doing that versus teaching them themselves. I mean, an iPhone takes phenomenal pictures. As long as somebody is not in this room, they can take good pictures. Every picture in this room is terrible. But, you know, I would think that that would reduce the cost a little bit. But I guess the people are willing to pay. You know, I mean, that's the market demand. So, like,
there's different. I don't know, like, how professionals actually work. I'm not a professional photographer. I'm just a serious hobbyist. But I feel like if I was going to do a shoot for somebody, I would charge them a base rate based on the hours I think it would take. And then I'd be like, and then here's the photos, you know.
I would just give them an itemized bill. Like, this is the cost for coming out and doing the work. This is what my time is worth per hour. This is the cost of processing.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy individual prints, this will be, or digital downloads or prints, this would be the cost of doing that. Never photograph somebody from below the nose.
Yeah. Andrew, now Brett, before the show started, was bitching because he hates any photo I take of him in this room because it does have horrible lighting. And now Andrew has the camera, and you want to talk about some bad photos, Brett. You're going to have them now.
Killer photos. People use them as their profile pics.
Because Andrew loves to just take my camera and take horrid photos. Every now and then, some of them are okay. But yeah, he'll try and get a picture from, like, dick level, like, just, like, right up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
But try to get all the boogers.
So here's the thing. Yeah, anybody can call themselves a photographist.
and that would be incorrect, because that's not a word.
And but that just means the market is rife with competition, and no one pays attention to it, so no one really knows. Unless you have word of mouth, something or other, to give you guidance, no one knows if you're any good or not.
Yeah. One of the most important things you could do if you were to become a professional photographer would be to learn business.
Yes.
Because that's the...
Yeah. Any business you get into, you should know business, I feel.
Well, that's a fine point that you're shitting all over, man. But my point is, like, people go to college for photography. Don't do that. Go for business. Mm-hmm. Learn the photography on YouTube and read books and practice. Like, yeah, it all comes down to practice.
Don't go to college for business.
Or
business.
Yeah.
And you learn business by doing business.
To be fair, you could learn all those things, yeah.
So
business is scary. That's what I'm not good at. I don't know how to business things. Otherwise, I would have had one of these fucking websites years ago, probably.
Well, that, and I feel like you need a niche. You need a niche. Like, I photograph people's cars while racing. Or I photograph portraits.
Oh, yeah, and that's what
niching
people do.
Is very a good strategy.
People do landscapes, people do portraits, people do weddings, people do kids. I have a friend who is a wife of an army
kids,
friend.
Don't do kids, you'll get put in jail.
True.
Yeah.
Photograph them first, then do them so there's no evidence. But anyway, she takes photos of babies. Like, she solely does babies. Like, horrible. Ugh. Right? Nobody would ever want to do that in this room. However, there are people that do, and they obviously, you know, now they're in that niche.
Dude, there's people who even creepier niches with regard to babies. Like, they put, like, little costumes on them and take pictures of them.
While they're asleep. Yeah, the baby doesn't
even
know.
Or put them
in
flower pots and shit.
Right.
That's not cool.
So, anyway.
Get their head stuck in vases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, one of the things I've learned is that if you want to become a photographer, don't ever put a watermark on anything. For years I've put a little tiny watermark in the corner of my photos, and now I'm fucked because they all got watermarks, and nobody wants to buy a photo that already comes with a stupid little watermark logo in the corner.
Yeah.
That ruins the photo.
Well, the point is to put the watermark on it so people can't just take it.
Yes.
But then you let them buy it without the watermark.
Correct. I don't have a means of doing that on most of my old photos because I just exported them in JPEGs.
But this photo service must do that. It must put some kind of watermark on them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
But to be fair, like, there's so many ways around it. Like, it's like, what's the point? If somebody wants to go through all the effort to steal your photos, they're going to figure out a way to do it. So it's kind of like,
I don't know. I've really wrestled with like Google Images. Look, like, I'll find the perfect image.
Yeah,
and I've had to buy photos before because I couldn't find. Like, I'd say that is the picture that I want. Like, when you do a really specific Google image search, and you find the thing and it's perfect.
Yeah.
And you just can't find a free version of that photo without, like, the three whatever watermark on
Rasputin's
it.
Real dick.
Getty Images. Yeah. So let's find you a niche, Puke. What do you think?
sports car photography is kind of what I do most of.
You think that's competitive?
Nope. I have no idea.
Well, so you want a niche, but so
yeah, I don't.
I think there's kind of like this fine line between you don't want to be like a lot of people think when they have to find the specialty, like nobody mm-hmm. else is doing it. There might be a reason why nobody else is doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So you want there to be like some competition, but you want.
Well, there's plenty of people that photograph cars.
Yeah. Right. So here's the thing. So
but
you
not
go to,
too competitive.
But if you could get good at photographing people with their cars. Like mm-hmm. something that every car guy is going to want to have, a picture of themselves with the car. Look at me with my car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or you could niche down further. Guys with their cars
and
with
their dicks out.
With their dicks out.
Yeah.
You read my mind, Andrew.
Of course
oh,
I
boy.
Did. We have the same dick and same mind.
Yeah. I don't like.
Or
I don't know.
Even
that
better,
I could...
bring hot mm-hmm. chicks with you to the photo shoot to stand with the guys with their cars.
Yes, that's
so.
That's
then
a
dudes
very
could be. Not only do I have this awesome car, but look at this hot chick that was standing there with me.
So here's the problem with the car thing, Puke. At any of these events, there's usually other people taking photos, mm-hmm. and they're gonna just post them for free.
Mm. Yeah, I know. You guys think I'm gonna like quit my job and start doing this full time or something? And I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that dumb.
You're just getting a few dollars occasionally for
yeah.
it instead of
zero. I've made $3.62 so far. I mean, I just, like, it was really, it didn't make any sense for me to continue doing what I was doing, which is just taking pictures and putting them on Facebook. And that's not, like, I don't know, maybe someday this could, you know, turn into something. But I don't know what it is.
Do you have a way to easily search through these photos? Like, do you tag them? Like, oh,
I
Howard's
should.
Car. Like, so you can pull up all the Howard's car photos.
Yeah, Smugmug will let you create a yes. whole like file system.
Because I feel like you...
See where it says search.
Tags and shit.
There's well, a search button. There.
Yes, okay. So I feel like that would be helpful. Like, after
yeah,
you know,
well,
doing
you know,
this for...
You know what I'm not going to do?
I wasn't finished with my thought. What are you going to do?
Not tag 500 photos every
right.
time.
Right. That's the problem. But...
Hire an intern.
The upside would be like, you know, Howard, you're getting pretty old. You're going to have a funeral at some point. And I think you should plan
funeral
ahead.
Photos.
No.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be great, Howard, if I could just sell you all the photos I've ever taken of you and your car?
He's going to be dead, though. That's
before
a
he feel- di- get him ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's planning for it. I'm sure he's got a will and all
what
that.
What does he want?
Call his family after he dies.
Oh, for
yeah, that too.
Oh,
just
that's
play creepy music and be like, I have photos of Howard. Would you like my photos of Howard?
That's not time for that yet.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, do you guys ever, Andrew?
What?
You love cars. Do you ever watch people... professional racers and such and whatnot, and you're like, man, sure would be awesome if I could do that. I love the idea of being able to do that as a job. However, I don't think I'll be able to. Like, that's how I feel with photography. Like,
yeah, like I watch
I really
Jeremy Clarkson
it.
And I go, I want to be him. I would happily
yeah.
become age 58 right now if I could be
so
him.
Are you doing anything to get towards that
no.
at all? Well, you are in a little ways. You have a car?
Oh. I drove a Lincoln today.
Yay!
It's almost like
that
a McLaren.
Doesn't really count.
You're kind of like Matthew McConaughey now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Well, all right.
You just look down to the right a little bit and talk very slowly in your Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. I do that, and I drive, and I go, mm-hmm.
And you beat
mm-hmm.
each
other. Mm-hmm. Oh!
No. So, Osborne.
Yeah, so I don't, again, like, I would like to, here's a thought, like, I also do graphic design, it would be interesting if I could figure out a way to have somebody who was a business manager, that, like, actors, comedians, they have agents, obviously they probably make more money,
mm-hmm.
but what if you had somebody run the business for you, and you were just the talent, i.e. the photographer and the designer? I wonder if you could make that model work somehow, and the answer is probably no.
I don't feel like it works.
No, anyway, what are you going to do? Life sucks any day.
Yeah. So, it's been a while since you've been on, Osborne.
It has been a while.
What is new and exciting? You've been talking a lot about biking. We've been hanging out a lot lately.
Yeah? Yeah, we've been hanging out in the basement.
Yeah, tell us about your basement. I don't think the listeners know about your basement.
Oh, it's great.
It's for everybody.
There's a lot of booze.
Uh-huh.
Oh, better
and,
than booze.
A lot of movies.
Uh-huh. So,
and it looks like a castle.
Does
really
kind of like a dungeon
yes,
but like a cozy dungeon.
It's a cozy
dungeon. Like a dirty dungeon.
It has some comfy couches.
Yeah.
What did your kids think of it when they first saw it? Done.
You know what? I don't even know.
Do you care what your kids think about it?
Like, what about the theater? When they first went in the theater?
They never go down there. They maybe watched one movie in the theater.
Really?
Yep.
Holy shit.
No, it's ridiculous. They're not into watching movies at all. They're more into playing video games on their iPads.
Why wouldn't they play video games on your giant projector screen?
I don't know, man.
Does anybody live in this dungeon-like basement?
I pretty much live there.
Is anybody other than you?
No, just me. As far as I know.
No older, possibly, men.
I'm sorry, that guy died.
Fuck!
God damn it. He died.
Oh, well, that's a shame. If you are the family member of that person, I have some photos of him in his car. Please contact me.
So now, Osborne's basement is very cool and cold. Holy shit. We go there, and I cozy up under the blanket, and I'm still very cold.
I refer to it as comfy.
Are you one of those people that loves it freezing cold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, 60 degrees all year round.
60?
That's right.
Do you think it was 60 degrees down there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a thermostat.
Last night wasn't too
bad. It's a dungeon.
But, man, when we sit in front of that projector and you just sit still, it gets very cold.
That's why I stood up the whole time, and I was actually glad that I did, because I was moving around a little bit, but I was also getting cold therapy. So I found it
cryotherapy.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
See, that's I keep my house at 62, but I have heat blankets everywhere, so it makes up for it. But
yeah, the rest of the house is just oppressively hot. And then, now, of course, out of doors is oppressively hot.
Like, so yeah, it's like 78.
It's my sanctuary down there.
Yeah.
But no,
obviously that's the point. That's cool.
It's very cool. It's very dark. It's very rich. It's colorful in a chic, drab way.
Like earth tones? A lot of earth tones? Or
yeah. It's all rock, iron,
bronze.
And wood.
Nice.
And leather.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very manly.
Yeah.
And it's basically a bar and a theater.
Correct.
Yep. Bar.
And a bathroom.
Eater.
With a urinal.
Bar yes. Eater.
Definitely a urinal.
Wow. Yeah. What's the deal with the urinals? It's fucking 2017. Can we get some urinals in fucking houses yet?
First time I peed in it, I said, I hope this isn't decorative.
Yeah, I have an ornamental urinal.
Where does it drain to? Does it have a pump?
Yeah.
It's in the basement, right?
Right. How does there's, you know, there's a pump toilet in the drain that pumps it.
Oh, okay.
Up.
There's a toilet next to it and a sink.
Yeah, I don't know how basements work.
And there's
work.
A sink in the bar.
Yeah. Mm. But I really don't know why there's not more urinals in homes.
Yeah.
Because it's super easy to put in. It costs maybe like $200.
And I feel like it would solve all marital strife.
Yeah.
Because women are crazy and they don't know how to lift toilets.
I made sure and got the one that used the most possible water.
Oh, yeah.
But it is possible to get very, very low flush.
3.8 liters or 1 gallon?
I've discussed this before.
Mm-hmm.
The zero water urinals.
Disgusting.
I do not trust those
no matter what. They always smell.
It's a lie. It's something's happening.
You know where they have those?
Movie theater.
A place that reeks like pee. Yes. Planet Fitness.
Oh, really?
Oh, yep. No.
And you go into the locker room and you're just like, this smells like piss in here.
Why do you go into the locker room?
Because you have to piss or you have to change out of your work clothes.
Not worth it.
The reason why I went to Planet Fitness is when I used to tutor and drive around all over, I couldn't go to one gym because I needed the gym that I went to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to join
there. Planet Fit and I are everywhere.
I lived in Candia. I was driving to Portsmouth, to Manchester.
Candyland?
That's what I was thinking.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
What
so
color here, is
so
your...
here's the deal. With So I did research on this because I thought, boy, it would be very fancy to have one of these flushless urinals.
No.
And there must be a way to make them work. And there is.
Yeah, you get a
hose.
You
have to maintain it every single day.
Is that what they do?
It has, in the drain, they put this like oil that sits on top of the water.
Oh, so it just collects
and so when you,
piss?
When you pee onto it, the pee goes through
the oil.
And it goes underneath the oil and traps the smell
what's
underneath.
That, what's that but, fucking shit you spray in your toilet for a year that somebody...
Poopery. Yeah.
Poopery.
But every day you got to flush that shit and replace it with new oil.
Yeah, you don't...
Otherwise, it stinks.
That.
But if you go to the Cinemagic over here and hooks it, I don't think they do it maybe once a year.
Right. It smells like
it
piss.
It smells like piss.
Yeah.
All the time.
We should make a new
Cinemagic
song about this problem, right? Like, this could be, you know, first show back. Let's spitball a little bit here. So the current song is "You Love Cinema Magic,
Movies and Magic,
it's the best thing around. Oh, you know, Cinema Magic." Puke, YouTube Cinema Magic theme song, please.
Come drop a load at the Cinema Magic,
and we should all go to the movie and sing it.
Yeah,
when they start playing it,
be right on the floor because it'll smell just the same.
It turns out there's a lot of things called Cinemagic that aren't the actual theater.
Cinemagic theme. Theater theme song. It's hard to say.
Krikorian theater
theme song.
Cinemagic opener.
I don't think it's on here.
Let's see what Cinemagic opener is.
This has got to be it.
It's loading.
Nope. Oh, God! Oh.
These are children.
These are all kids dancing.
Interpretive dancing children.
So it's like, "You love Cinemagic. It's the best thing around."
Oh, could this be it?
No.
No, it's a Cinemagic.
Fuck, Cinemagic.
It's probably copyrighted.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not here.
Hmm.
All right.
Something about piss, though.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
We don't use water, and guess where we get the cola?
What color is the porcelain on your...
White.
Thing.
Unfortunately, white. So this was a this was a long process.
Mm.
So I searched for 10 months.
Wow!
I was looking for
you really do dwell on decisions.
A gargoyle mouth urine, where you pee into the gargoyle's mouth.
Why not a person's mouth?
I feel like that would give me nightmares.
Well, I've seen pictures of them on the internet, but they don't exist anywhere where you can purchase them.
And do you think they're like made?
And so the one that's in there is a placeholder until the one day when I can find
the urinoil.
The
gargoyle.
Gargoyle. Yeah. So there you go. There's some.
Yeah. These. I mean, they must
now
just
those,
be like
those Rolling Stone lips urinals. Those you can get, but it's just not appropriate for the decor.
So I wonder if somebody is custom sculpting this shit. That is horrifying.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
You could make somebody metal cast this or something.
Probably.
Well, so we went to a bar Thursday, and they had black porcelain urinals and a black sink. And I was like, whoa, black porcelain. What a fucking idea.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just liked it better than white. Everything's white.
Yeah, most things are white. But you see,
I do still want a clear toilet, though.
My sink is made out of a boulder of onyx.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, you've seen those toilets that are like...
Sounds heavy.
A pink shade, like from the 80s or 70s.
Did you use lag bolts?
Right. So,
my parents-in-law have that.
Okay. Well, and I've seen, like, light blue ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
But something I never saw, other than my house growing up, my dad built a basement. He built the bar and a pool table and, like, not a cinema like yours, but just a big-screen TV from 1988. And, anyway, the bathroom he put in there had a dark green, like, forest green toilet and forest green sink.
Wow.
It was very cool, actually.
I've never seen that.
I know. I kind of miss it.
All right. Here we go. Found one for Dale's house. That's just got a dick pointing right back at you.
It's a man with his feet up behind his ears and a boner.
He's spreading his butthole. I would probably just want to pee on his butthole for fun.
Now, what you need is like a pump in the bottom of that pumps the pee out through the porcelain penis back onto you.
That would be hilarious, right?
If it pee back at you?
Right.
Yeah. Like, fuck you, what are you peeing on me for?
Exactly. I think that would be terrific.
So we should take a break.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right.
We can recoup. Come back after the break.
Okay.
Sorry, I know it was very sudden. I just looked at the timer, and Nick's not here, so
right,
I was thinking about it a few minutes ago.
Anxiety on his behalf.
You love Cinemagic.
See you.
Pee on the floor. Doesn't matter if you make it in the toilet.
I'm going to have to see if I can find that during the break. I think we're going to have a little promo.
Oh, okay.
Of PCL number 120 that we just released for the PCLers at pukingthegang.com/VIP. Sign up for as little as $5 a month. Help us out.
I have a...
Make it worth our while to exist.
An announcement. I have downloaded every episode of Puke in the Gang that I was ever on.
Oh
goodness.
And they're stored in a folder.
Uh-huh.
Called Do Not Listen To Until I'm Dead.
And I'm going to put them in my bonus content section soon.
Is this the break show?
And I'm going to start making highlight clips.
Highlight reels?
Yeah.
All right.
It's some of the best work I've ever done.
Can we do anything with that?
What?
I'm wondering if we can do anything with it.
Yeah, once I start making the highlight clips.
Well, it's already been released here.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, you know, there's just been so many, like, really wonderful moments. Like, I listen to this show, and I'm like, I can't believe you're being disrespectful to the dead. That guy died. He was 140. And we don't even know for sure.
Is that a record?
Well, the story with him was he... Oh, no one even knows where he was born or where he came from. There was a boat coming over here from Europe in, like, the late 1870s.
Sure.
And it shipwrecked.
Oh, no.
And the only two people who could have been his parents, there was a 70-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl. And
sure.
They think they were from France, but he was actually found floating in like a crib, in
like the penguin,
in the Arctic Sea, by Inuit fishermen, and they brought him in, and then, you know, he fought in the Spanish-American War when he was older, and he, you know, worked on railroads.
Yeah, there are many tales.
People don't know that much about him, yeah. But at some point, he was trying to flee the country for. We think he was in trouble with, like, Al Capone or something. This is when he was, like, 50. And
sure.
He fell in a hole.
Those dates quite add up.
No, he was born in the 1870s. And he got in trouble with the Chicago mob. We don't know the whole story. So he tried to flee the country. And he couldn't pay the guy who was trying to smuggle him out. And he wound up in a debtor's prison. And he was only liberated to be, like, a fill-in kind of or an occasional guest on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
When you guys went on hiatus, he was put back in the dungeon, and then he died. So, you know, be careful about hiatus in the future. But, you know.
Well, hopefully we won't hiatus again.
Goddamn air conditioners in the background.
So what?
Shut that thing off.
Fine. Well, right?
At some point, the one and the two lines got crisscrossed.
Oh, my God.
And then I was standing in the two line by accident, and people were going, like, there's ones open. Like, urinals are open, even though... And this happened before at my other race, too.
Jesus.
Where there's several people standing in line.
These runners are stupid.
And someone went up behind me.
I wouldn't have known what the fuck they're talking about if they're saying ones and twos.
Someone went up behind me at the urinal, and there were three other urinals available, and he said, am I cutting anyone? And he looked behind him, and there's, like, people for as far as you can see. And everyone's like, nope, we're all twoing. Like, oh, God.
Twoing!
Please turn off all electronic devices, including cell phones. Please be considerate and keep your feet off the seats.
Please try our smelly urinals.
There is no smoking in this facility. Please visit our concession stand. Please dispose of your trash as you exit. Exit doors are located throughout the auditorium. Gift cards are available at the box office. Thank you for choosing Cinemagic Stadium Theaters. You love Cinemagic.
Notice
how there's no verse about the toilets.
Yeah, they're very concerned about it smelling bad from the smoke or leaving the trash out. But
you love Cinemagic.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it is. It is stuck in my head. How many people don't know what the fuck that was about? Because Cinemagic's not... Is it a universal
They listen to the first
American?
Half, so I'm sure they can figure it out when they hear the word
Cinemagic. No, well, yeah, but I mean, how many people have heard that? Is Cinemagic to New England? Is it like...
I have no idea. Regal?
In-N-Out Burger. It's only in California and shit, right? Out there in the West Coast, so maybe they don't have a Cinemagic out there.
and
hopefully not
Australia.
It's a horrible place. No. I'm not sure. So, what tastes worse at Cinemagic, the bathrooms or the popcorn?
Well, I don't eat popcorn, so I don't know. Can't answer that. I'm not a fan.
Popcorn is one of my favorite parts of going to the movies, and I like to have it with a little bit of a fruity candy.
Yes, and they Cinemagic has the worst popcorn of any movie theater.
It is pretty bad. Like movie theater popcorn, it's pretty good, but
you know where it's good is AMC theaters. They actually use coconut oil to pop their popcorn.
Oh, really?
It is delicious.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever had that. My main issue with popcorn is it's basically flavorless to me. I don't know. It's got some good flavor if you got. Like, I've had the microwave kind. It's pretty good because it's covered in flavor and salt and such.
You should never eat that.
That stuff is horrible.
It's very what's the fucking
I really dislike that stuff. Movie theater popcorn's way the fuck.
Look at the ingredients on that shit, man.
There's not even corn in it.
Right. It's just packing foam.
Circus peanuts. Okay.
Oh, popcorn. I was going to say, popcorn gets that shit in your teeth. I fucking hate that. I hate the kernel in your tooth.
So I had a dentist one time tell me that popcorn is the absolute worst thing that you can possibly eat.
Yeah, I went.
You don't realize it, but every time you bite into a kernel, it's creating micro fissures.
Oh, like fractures?
Yes.
Oh, no shit. I went to the dentist this week to have my teeth cleaned, and the hygienist lady, I'd had some salted peanuts before, so I had like a couple little husks or whatever in there, and she's like, "Did you have penis?" I was like, "I'm so sorry. Did you have penis?" And I was like, "I sure do, baby." Peanuts, enunciate. So anyway, and then she told a story of somebody who like had an infection, like a really bad tooth infection, and the dentist actually found one of those kernels from popcorn, and the guy was like, "I had popcorn like 2 months ago, and like it was like eating his face off, you know." So yeah, fuck popcorn. Could they make popcorn that didn't have the husk or the kernel or whatever it is, the hard part?
Yeah, Monsanto, get on that.
Yeah, shit. I mean, they can make watermelon without seeds. You were saying, Andrew.
Oh, what's your opinion of Circus Peanuts Osborne?
I do not care for them.
Yeah, I think these are the worst things ever created.
Suit yourself,
even as a child.
Yeah.
Who should enjoy things like that? I did not think that they were good.
I don't even know what flavor that is, but it is the worst flavor I've ever had.
Well, they're like marshmallow. They're kind
of
like
stale, vaguely fruity marshmallow.
Right, but in the shape of a penis. Circus penis. Circus penis.
I fucking know.
I ate too many of them once when I was like 5, and that was the last time I ever ate them. I got really sick.
I did the same thing with Jim Beam.
Oh, yeah. I've done that with whiskey. Like, you drink half a bottle at a party, and then you don't ever want to drink that shit for years
afterwards.
How big
a bottle? Those little flask-sized bottles, those are pretty easy to drink.
I had probably 3/4 of like 750 milliliter once at a party. It was rough. Real rough.
So I used to do this thing as a kid. My parents never cooked for me.
What? Why?
Because they hate him.
Because they hated each other, and they joined forces to hate me.
Oh.
That was the only thing that brought them together. But
I feel like you would have been such a good boy.
I was a good child for a while, and then I don't know what happened. I made friends.
That means I can hardly read.
So I used to do this thing where, like, I would be hungry, right? So I'd have to somehow feed myself.
You used to write about bags of lettuce.
I would eat, yes. So I probably discussed this on the show. My mom, she would cook for herself, sometimes for me, very rarely. But she would make pasta, and then she would refrigerate it afterwards. So she'd have, like, a bag of cold spaghetti. Just hot, frothy jug of jizz. Just spaghetti only, nothing else. I would just be like,
the noodles, no sauce.
Right.
What?
I would just grab the spaghetti bag and go, one at a time. And that's what I would eat. Or I would
was
go,
there at least butter on it?
No.
How are you even alive?
Or I'd grab the bag of lettuce. Or I'd grab the bushel of celery and I would just chomp away at the celery. Baby carrots, a lot of those. Pop-Tarts.
Your mother sucks.
Yeah, I know. So, let's see. So, cookie dough, that was bad. Summer sausage, I would eat those. I love some of my favorite. So what I would do is I would spend a whole bunch of time cutting up the summer sausage into little tiny chunks. Then I would walk around the living room with my plate of summer sausage chunks, like way too many. And I'd watch Nickelodeon, and we had cathedral ceilings, and I'd throw them way up in the air and catch them in my mouth.
as I watch Nickelodeon. But I would just get used to eating just one thing and a whole bunch of it, and that's like all I would eat. I would eat once for the day and just a whole bunch of one thing. So one day, I'm like, ooh, someone bought Apple Jacks. I like Apple Jacks. So I was skipping school, I think because I faked sick or something. And I went in my parents' room, and I was watching TV because it was the only place where I could just lay down and watch TV. Like, I didn't want to sit in the recliner and do that. But anyway.
And the floor was not.
I'm laying in their bed, and I'm watching TV eating the Apple Jacks. And 8-year-old Andrew finished the entire box of Apple Jacks. And then I stood up, and I'm like, oh, God.
Did you eat them with milk or just dry?
Just dry.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't fix things. That would take some. That would require some fixing.
Pouring milk?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's for slaves.
So I stood up and I vomited orange Apple Jacks all over the white carpet and their bed. So that was fun.
Yes, hilarious.
Yeah. So that was Childhood Andrew.
Childhood Andrew. Dale wrote in during the break and he found the store. And he claims there are gargoyle urinals for sale here, $4.50 a piece. But Osborne, you say...
I already inquired of this website that already looks very sketchy just upon a cursory glance. Right.
And, it's just the store.
Never got any response from these people, so...
Yeah. The fact that the URL is kwetshrek17.weebly.com/store/p4/group. Yeah, seems suspicious. So,
they do look
thanks
cool.
Thanks for trying, Dale, but
they look kind of like a Ferengi.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Ferengi.
I think they're supposed to be horns, but they look very Ferengish. Anywho, thanks, Dale, for at least trying to also Google. Gosborne, do you know how to Google like Dale?
I do.
So that's probably, how you.
I was already there.
Yeah. You did state that you had looked for many months, so you'd probably come across.
So.
But thank God Dale is out there Googling.
I realized I still have my superpower of falling asleep anywhere, especially in front of a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week we were at Osborne's house late at night watching a show. And I sat down and I was, I don't know, is it just me that does this? But do you ever fall asleep watching something, but you convince yourself that you're awake and you're paying attention and you're watching it?
Yeah, sure.
And then by the end of it, you're like, I have no idea what happened during that entire episode. But during the episode, you were convinced, like, I'm totally with it. I dozed off for like a half a second, and that's it.
Yeah, people have told me I fall asleep, and I don't believe them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best was when we tried to watch the new Twin Peaks episode, yes. And all three of us fell asleep.
Right. So Dale Osborne and myself, he has three seats in his movie theater, and we all fell asleep in these seats. And I woke up at one point, and I saw Dale just passed out, kind of breathing heavy. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm wondering if Osborne fell asleep. I'm like, no, you know, he seems like a guy who can stay up late. And then I just hear the loudest snore I've ever heard in my life.
Who was it?
It was Osborne.
You know, if I were Dale, I would totally sit in the middle and play the best prank on you guys. Like, I would pretend to fall asleep first to make you comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I would set an alarm on my phone, right? Like, to go off really loud. And then I would, I know it's weird because you're all friends, but once he realized that you guys were asleep and he's in the middle, he would...
Just stand up and start jerking off?
No, he'd take your dicks out and start skiing.
Oh,
start skiing,
yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, when you guys, the alarm goes off, right? And you guys wake up and Dale goes...
Damn it, I didn't beat the record.
It's okay, I'm gay. Hey,
that's an image.
Can I tell a story? Tell me when it's the appropriate time to tell a story.
Now.
I went to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Congrats. And I took my dick out to pee.
In my house?
Yeah.
You went to the bathroom
this
in my house.
This was during the break. Now, I'm wearing a pair of jeans that are fairly new.
Uh-huh.
But I took my dick out of my pants, and the sticker was stuck to it. And it says...
Wait, the pants
and it was terrifying.
Inspected by...
Because when it's kind of dark in a room, and you see, like, a giant white thing on your dick, it's like, this... What could this be?
Mm-hmm.
So it says...
What's the worst thing they see on your dick? A giant white thing or a giant black thing?
What was it? How giant a black thing?
The same size as that.
I don't know. It depends. If, like... If it was like a giant black thing and then all of a sudden it said, I'm on your dick, that would be awful.
Are you going to tell your mama about this? How I got all up on your dick? I did. I'm going to tell my friends.
I don't know. That'd be bad. Or a tick. Yeah, like a little black thing.
Yeah.
Ticks are tiny. They're hard to see.
Or a spider.
So I got this sticker. It says QC passed HBI 121.
Oh, good. Congrats. Your dick passed quality control.
Right.
Your dick is ready for sale.
Now, it would have been great if it was my dick number, but it says 121 instead. So
maybe that's centimeters.
No, a dick number is the length.
Wait, slow down.
Mm-hmm. What? It's hard to understand. The length times the circumference.
Oh.
Dick number.
I don't know my dick number.
Everyone should know it.
Yeah.
What are your guys's?
You don't tell anybody.
Oh,
you don't
share.
You only tell girls before they have sex with you.
On your online dating profile.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's kind of vague. Like if you say,
is
my
that one of
numbers,
the fields you enter mm-hmm. in your profile?
Yeah. Right. Height.
Okay.
Yeah. You go to OkCupid, and the first thing is dick number.
And you say, my dick number is 36. And then the girl goes to her friends, if she knows what dick number is. She goes, his dick number is 36. Do you think it's like 6 inches long and 6 inches around, or do you think it's like 12 inches long and 3 inches around, or do you think it's like 11 inches long?
No. And so a harder math problem.
Why wouldn't you? If you're going to the trouble of reporting that number, why not just give both numbers?
Well, you want some mystery, but the dick number, the reason it's excellent is it measures volume.
Mm. Oh.
Right?
Assuming your dick is cylindrical, which nobody's is.
That's true.
Cylindrical.
What did I say?
Cylindrical.
I'm British.
Well, cylindrical.
I have a cylindrical aluminium dick.
I'm a learning man. Cylindrical.
But you go from the thickest point.
Yeah, the circumference. That's pretty much the industry.
So
standard.
What if you like bent your dick, broke your dick, and it swelled up? That'd be a good year for you. That'd be a good time to measure.
That's you'd have to put an asterisk next to your dick number, like they did with Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be very misleading if you had like a fairly large head area
or a wart,
right?
A very large wart.
Mm.
Yeah, it could be. Right. So that's the thing. There's still some mystery involved. You know, you keep them guessing.
I feel it's a recipe for disaster.
Sometimes my throat hurts after I suck a bunch of dicks.
But you have like some idea about the volume, which is, you know. Then it's you got to get to know each other better.
But what does that mean? Like, why is the volume
I could displace
important?
More water out of your vagina than somebody else, possibly.
Volume is everything. Like
it really is.
Like Ron Jeremy is. We've talked about this on the show. He's supposed to have a big dick. He doesn't.
No.
It's
not, what?
It's long. Explain and it's long.
That's all it is. Just long.
And it's skinny.
It's like a.
And it stinks.
Like a Twizzler.
Sadly, a smelly gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, you were on a. Wait, you were on a plane with him?
Yeah, I've spent time with Ron. And he's one of these guys that
a lot of body hair,
you know,
right?
Guys, so they come out of the shower and they still smell.
Oh no, yeah.
And it's too bad because he's like the super nicest guy.
I wish he'd be honest about his dick. That's his only flaw, as far as I'm concerned.
How much more honest can you be than putting it on screen a thousand times?
Well, here's the thing: when he started his porn career, people were watching porn where.
Theaters.
So the dicks were the size of people. Okay. So there's all so he starts saying, my dick is giant. It's 9 inches long or something like that, which is ridiculous. It's nowhere near that. It's not even. It's like I don't know what it was like when he was younger, but I've only seen it when he was older. It's totally unimpressive compared to the legend. Of it, right?
Oh, right.
Right. What?
Like, it's a very like Ron Jeremy. Like, the
but you
reason
can't
why
control
came up on the
mythology.
Show, well, the reason why
know,
I came up on the show before.
I don't understand where this is coming. He does not have a mythology about a large dick.
Yes,
I
mean, he does.
He's not like John Holmes or somebody like that.
Ron Jeremy is almost synonymous with big dick.
I don't think this is true.
You Ron Jeremy? You think you're Ron Jeremy with that dick of yours? Your dick's not like that. You know.
It doesn't measure
up. You must run in different dick circles than I do because that's not a thing that my people talk about.
Nobody cares about Nick running.
I run in all dick circles. So anyway,
I don't know. I just see it as like an injustice. The only comment I ever made on a porn was about
this. I feel
like
your comments are an injustice.
Why?
I don't feel like you should be disparaging Ron in this manner.
I have heard him lie about the size.
It doesn't measure up to the legend.
I'll have to see this.
He has said 9, 10.
Hmm. But why does he need to say anything? Everyone can see it.
Because
it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's also a small man.
They'd be like, hi, Brett. I'm a basketball-playing black man.
Like if you put
it
my,
just doesn't make any sense.
If you put my dick on Danny DeVito, it would look mammoth.
Okay.
Just saying. So it's a ratio thing, too. It's a man-dick ratio.
Okay.
Kind of like dick number.
Well, so I think that because of the way porn was viewed, people believed dicks to be bigger than they actually were. And one of the big debates in porn viewing today is people's dick size, right? There is basically a cult of people who want to underestimate dicks, right?
Right. You know how the camera adds 10 pounds? It also adds 10 dick number points.
Okay, so let's
get... Never underestimate the dick.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. I used to be in a Yahoo group called Large Penis Support, right? Which was, I just thought it was a fun group to join.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had any problems in life because of my penis size, right? I don't have a, I want to be clear, I don't have a penis that's a size that causes problems. I've never put it in anyone without them knowing, as I always say, but it's nothing that, you know, has made life more difficult. So I thought this was a fun group to be in, right? And then it turned into kind of like a porn site, right, where people would post videos
of
just, you know, straight sex. There's a gay section, too, I think.
Okay.
But I've only ever seen the straight section.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you don't want to spend a lot of time looking at porn, you just go to this site and somebody starts a thread called Girl with the Best Tits Fucks This Guy.
Your dick causes all the bad
things
in my life.
You say, oh, I want to see the best tits. And you open it, and there's a link to a video. You open the video, you jack, and you're done. You're back to, you know, whatever you were doing, answering emails.
If you want to talk about misleading people, porn descriptions are the most misleading thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like you just said, best tits in the world. It's never the best tits in the world. Not even close. It's
usually far from it. If they claim the best.
It's pretty subjective as well. Best tits.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
There's that. But
you just, they have like little categories. So it's a good way to go and easily find a scene. And they have like ongoing threads. Like, do you like to watch small girls? You know, like girls who are petite, which is kind of my thing. Do you want to see them get fucked? Here's the thread. Here's a new video. And it'll say if there's new videos. So you go and you open it,
mm-hmm.
and you say, oh, I haven't seen this. Oh, she's quite petite. And then you jerk,
mm-hmm.
and you get back to work. Jerking back to work, I say.
Yes. Working jerk. I think we all say.
So this site has a kind
of... I jerk at work.
Like efficiency to it, right? But it started as a Yahoo group called Large Penis Support, which I really didn't understand.
What, was it just for, like, tiny wheelbarrows?
It was, like, where humble bragging was invented.
Yeah.
Was it for, like, fancy underwear that provided support? Or was it, like...
That's where my wheelbarrow joke came
in. A support group for men?
It was... I don't really... I think it was kind of a joke. Because, like, it's, like, the thing
that you don't... Not on the internet?
The thing you don't need support for.
Okay.
Like, pretending to be...
Yeah, support for girls who are just so much hotter than everyone else.
Yeah, it's, like, Ferrari owner's support group. You know,
I can't make it over that speed bump.
Right. Where anything that you're complaining about is absolutely a humble brag.
Mm-hmm.
So it morphed into this whole website, this whole online community where there's like all these forums and all these different categories. And if you want, I think you could post pictures of your dick. But it's I just use it for the straight porn section of the forum
mm-hmm.
to find scenes. I trust it. It's a name that I trust. I've been with them for over 10 years.
Oh, good.
You know?
There's a quote
from
Brett.
You're a founding member.
So, yeah.
Damn it. One of the ongoing...
Endorsements page is a quote from Brett.
One of the ongoing things there is measured porn stars, where dudes get into long debates about the size. Like, the biggest... Like, whoever the biggest guys are considered to be, I can really remember names
Mandinga.
Very well. Yeah, okay. So, like, there's threads just about that guy. And people take screenshots and they like try to find something to use as a frame of reference.
They've got sextants out. They're like, measuring
here's
the stars.
Scene where somebody holds a Barbie doll up to Mandingo's dick. Now, if you go to Mattel.com, you can see the product dimensions are X times X times X. And then here, it looks like it's about an inch using Mandingo's finger, and assuming it's 2.3 inches, which is the average length of a black man's finger. There it is!
Large Penis Support Group, LPSG.com.
So go to forums.
Forums.
Scroll down to see straight adult websites. See, you guys thought
searching,
I was making this up.
Scrolling.
This is how I start my day.
I totally thought you were ad-libbing a story.
No. Straight adult websites. And then just see what the cat... Did you do straight... No, go back out. You're in straight adult pictures and videos. Go down one more section. Adult
straight
websites.
Adult websites. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What are the
missing
there?
Genre, big dildo amateurs, monster dildo, very deep, searching for movies.
I think this is how Dale does what he does.
Best missionary videos.
See what I'm talking about? Like, I feel like jerking off to an Asian getting doggy styled. I feel like jerking off to a fake-titted blonde getting it in the butt. But how do you find that? You find a site that you trust where they categorize that stuff for you.
You find a community.
You find a community. You find people you can trust.
You find like-minded individuals and you can come together with them.
Yes. And people get mad because there's like scenes and then people post things that are inappropriate, like off topic in the thread. Like, man, I'm here to jerk off to this guy's dick. And you're posting this other guy's dick. The fuck? People fight. So, but the hottest thread, which I've looked at for amusement, is debating the size of different porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking up, Puke?
I'm just adding show note links.
Okay.
Because I don't want to forget this shit.
Just scroll until you see measured porn stars. It's probably like 400 pages.
I'll go to 1,649. My personal website. Monster Cock Web Ring?
I don't know what that is.
Nice Chili amateur. Palmer.
Huh?
I don't know what that is.
OnlyDudes.com.
This is still under the straight adult websites forum.
Yep.
Oh.
Wait. Mo Mandingo.
What's that mean? Mandingo and others at biggest dick and porn.
I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to watch.
There's steps to this website.
Boo.
Okay. All right. Forget it.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I don't want to see more. We've seen enough tonight. It was very uncomfortable. Before the show, we were watching porn together.
And we've talked about this before, like with girls. When you say this stuff to girls, like, how big do you think my dick is, girl, that I'm currently sleeping with?
48.
I don't know. 8 inches? 5? I don't know. I don't know about numbers. How do you measure it? So, you know, that's fun. I don't know why we get off on that. Ron Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
Ron, you're a nice guy. I know you have a master's degree in English.
Does he?
Yeah. He was a teacher.
Odd.
He was a teacher.
Frightening.
And he seems, you know, like a sweetheart. But I just want him to come clean about... Maybe I don't care. Maybe this has something to do with me.
So,
yeah,
maybe this is more of a problem with me than Ron. I don't know.
Andrew, building.
Oh, so yeah, the man who invited me to pie, to have pie a little while ago.
Come,
he started asking about recording stuff because the chat says, mentioned we did a podcast.
For largepenissupportgroup.com?
Yep. And he's like, oh, I do some recording. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, everyone does a podcast. Everyone does a recording. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, I'm building an entire building for it. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm building a whole building for it. I do music recording. And he showed me his setup, and I'm like, oh, it, like he showed me like this nice case, Pelican case with a mixer in it, and it looked very nice. I'm like, oh, cool. And he was a very nice guy, and I enjoyed hanging out with him. And anyway, he was saying, or the chat says that, hey, if you want to help, we're doing a barn raising. So
what?
Barn,
is he Amish?
A barn raising.
Barn.
So yesterday, Brett was here, and I'm like, well, tomorrow, Brett, I think I might go help this guy erect a barn. And you want to come? You're like, yeah, okay. So we went
Brett
there.
Brett said, is that on LPSG? Oh, this joke's getting old.
What did you expect going there? Because all I know about barn raising is that scene in Kingpin where Woody Harrelson is helping the Amish people raise a barn wall, and then the dinner bell rings, and he drops it.
Well, I thought it would be wood. And it was metal?
Yeah, it was all metal.
It was much heavier than I thought it
would be.
Like
big steel beams.
Yeah, metal's heavier. Hey,
there's a shit cloud coming. Yeah, this isn't like aluminum shit.
No, this like is big, iron.
Like the red steel beams like you see in the old
red
like, movies, like building skyscrapers and shit.
Mm-hmm. And I have these horrible like visions sometimes, like Richie Valens at the beginning of La Bamba, where the plane crashes.
Wait, tell me, have you never mentioned it before?
Okay, what? La Bamba?
Yeah.
La Bamba's a movie about Richie. He's got this brother named Bob, and his brother's always like, his brother drinks, and he's like, what the shit? Come on, Richie. You know? It's played by Isai Morales. It's a wonderful movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he has these terrible visions of things. And when I'm in these dangerous situations, I have flashes of them, but then after the dangerous situation, I picture, like, what if this happened? What if that happened?
Mm-hmm.
What if when we were lifting that thing up, the bolts popped out, and then this thing swung down and decapitated this guy, right? Or just mashed his face into nothing, like, so, just mashed his skull like Gallagher hitting a watermelon.
Why did you have these thoughts and visions?
I didn't think the way we were doing it was very well thought out.
Well, it wasn't like erecting a shed. This was a 30 by 40 garage with a 26-foot high ridge.
Right. So the only one guy there I felt was qualified to do this.
Who was that?
Adam.
Okay.
The general contractor.
Yes.
He's an idiot.
But then he made a couple of mistakes, and I was like, oh, my God, nobody knows what's going on here. And the way we were lifting that second beam, like, we were – I mean, this thing was – what do you think of those four pieces bolted
together? So we had to bolt four pieces together on the ground. Yeah, not quite. Maybe it was. Yeah, maybe you're right.
With the bolts and the – yeah, the middle pieces, all those heavy, really heavy pieces, you know, it could have been 2,000 pounds.
Okay, so 2,000 pounds, a forklift, and a bunch of dudes – trying to lift the thing 26 feet in the air.
Mm. Right. Like, it was really amazing that it went the way it did, and we got it together. We got to brace the structure and made it fairly strong before we left. And I felt accomplished about that because I really didn't think it was going to go that way.
It was surprisingly fun, but...
It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Way past Kingpin.
Sorry.
But, no, it was kind of fun. Like, it's fun to figure this shit out because the instructions were just like, yeah... Connect this piece to this piece and connect that piece to that piece. But they don't tell you.
Legos.
Like, okay, here's how you get this 2,000 pounds of pieces up.
Yes.
They don't tell you that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how people do that.
Like, you need a crane.
Yeah.
Like, you would have a crane normally.
You had a forklift.
Yeah.
You guys had a. I saw pictures. You guys had a forklift.
Yeah, but. See, this frame. These frames are very flimsy until they get all connected together.
Yeah. So how did you get one frame up and it stayed there until the next frame?
That was tricky, too.
Jeez.
It almost didn't stay there. We used the forklift to hold it in place while we erected little straps, essentially.
Okay.
So was this like a six-story garage? Or why did it need to be constructed of such robust material?
Well, it was a kit. It was like a metal building kit.
Yes, but why?
Here, I'll show you photos.
I know. I saw the photos on the Facebooks. Earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, just, look at them again.
I don't know, man.
Andrew.
Well, anyway.
Like, you've seen my garage.
Mm-hmm.
This
is much taller.
It's made out of wood.
But it was a lot of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very large building for allegedly just a recording studio or whatever. Maybe he plans to use it for other things.
Nope. Like, I saw the plans.
Bungee jumping.
He had it all drawn up, and there was like... You know, control room, sound room,
okay,
other recording room,
casting couch,
and that was it.
Yeah, gargoyle urinal.
But no, I really enjoyed it. Like I
really,
yeah, I kind of wish I'm like, oh, I wish I could do this every day.
Well, you can. It's called construction work.
I know, but I don't know. This kind of work is so much more satisfying than anything else.
I'm glad I didn't take up you up on the invitation, because you just asked me, hey, you want to help this guy build a studio?
I was like,
I got shit to do. And then I saw these pictures. I was like, that's not building a studio. That's in a building. You're building a building.
It was a building. It was like...
You got better shit to do than help other people build buildings?
It was a little bigger than Andrew's garage, like what we were putting up. It was, really?
It would be bigger than that, even.
It was like probably 2/5 the size of the dude's house.
Okay, that's big.
And the dude had a big house.
Yeah. It was bigger than Andrew's house. We could have put Andrew's house inside this thing.
That would be perfect for snowstorms. inhale. Like, has anybody thought about doing that? What if you build a house inside of a house?
Just build a metal building around your house?
Yeah, and when the old metal building eventually rots out, you just take the ceiling off of it, and then you got a new roof. Bam.
It's like having floor mats in your car, and then years later, you pull the floor mats out, and you have perfect carpet underneath.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when I was a kid, we lived in a trailer in the woods,
and
we built a building over the trailer.
Nice.
Like, much like you were discussing.
Right. You lived in a trailer in the woods?
That's right. It was creepy as hell.
With your family?
Yeah.
No, it was somebody else's family. Wasn't allowed out of...
That's weird to think about.
Does this guy professionally do this stuff, I assume?
No.
Or is he just fucking rich?
Nobody knew how to do what we were doing.
Yeah, none of us...
No, not the building part, the recording. Why does he need such a... Like, what the fuck?
It's a hobby for funsies.
Clearly, okay. Yeah. Well, it's pretty goddamn serious funsies, I guess.
Yeah, he was not that serious.
If you get a bunch of random dudes he meet at a bar to come build it for
him. To be fair, before this, he had gotten $7,000 of fill and grading. Then he put the slab down, and then he bought the kit.
Mm.
For the building.
So the bolts to put the structure down were already in the slab of concrete. Like Adam had put them there. And when we're putting up the piece that braces, like at the top of the arch.
Right where the ladder's at right now in the photo.
Mm-hmm. The screws weren't, the bolts weren't lined up properly.
Uh-oh.
It was like a foot and a half off.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this would be... So you just have this giant metal bracing piece.
But
like,
here's
swinging.
The thing.
So what was done about this situation?
Adam cut them with a sawzall, mm-hmm. the existing bolts, and then he somehow shimmed under to make it level, and then he drilled new holes and put new bolts in, mm-hmm. which I don't know how he did that, because I don't know what you can drill into concrete.
A diamond bit.
Or what did he call redheads, they called them? I don't know what that is.
But you usually use a diamond bit, and it's a wet process where you pour water into it to keep the dust down.
I remember one time I buried a redhead under concrete.
I don't know. I mean, overall, it's not that complicated. The problem is, you don't want to put up a whole 2,000-pound frame and realize, oh, that piece I need for over here.
Right, it's not that complicated. What's complicated is the fact the shit's heavy and fuck, and you die.
Yeah, yeah. So there was some precarious stuff.
It's not building a shelf.
Like, top of a very tall ladder.
Did you get this kit from IKEA? Where do you get a kit? You get a building kit.
I don't know, online?
I guess.
I'm sure it came on a big
trailer. It comes from the store.
Yeah.
Where you can also get your urinals shaped like gargoyles.
But
so
anyway.
It was some tense moments.
Yeah.
I did have a good line if something fell on somebody and killed them, though.
Which was...
dropping loads! Dropping fucking loads! Right, guys? I mean, it's never too early to,
But there was like 12 dudes there, and we all had a giant lunch. It was very nice.
Oh, my God. The lunch was amazing.
It was.
This man's sweet wife.
She's the one who made the pie.
What? There was more to that sentence.
No, she was wonderful. Mm. And he had all these little kids. One kid had a diaper and boots on. And
yeah,
I thought he was
pretty
rad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you lost me.
He didn't say a word to nobody the whole time. He just fucking strutted around with his shit-filled diaper and boots.
And shit-filled boots, yeah.
That's awesome. Mm. So, I shit in my boots. I don't know. Look. You hear that? It's going down my leg and in to my boots, motherfuckers, with your underwear on, thinking you're all fucking, you don't give a fuck.
So do we go back tomorrow and help out more?
I can't. I've got
the building is far from complete.
Obviously. There's no walls or roof.
No.
I've got a
meeting. Or electricity.
I've got a very busy day.
Oh.
What's going on?
I meet with this guy who is helping me with the show one day during the weekend. Took me shooting last weekend. I shot a gun for the first time.
What?
Yeah, I saw photos.
The first time.
You shot some cool guns.
He worked me up from a 22 to an AK-47 with drum.
Sounds like an intelligent person. I like to hear that.
Yep. And he went over how to, everything.
Don't stick this in your mouth until you're ready.
Until you've written a note. Right.
Write the note first. I don't know how many times I've had to teach people this shit. And they fuck it up. The parents have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was great. It was me. It was weird, like shooting. Like, people are screaming in another part of the house.
We could shut that distracting. Perfect.
So we're down there. We're shooting. So this crazy dude out in the middle of some town in Vermont, right? It's
Bernie Sanders?
I forget what the town is, but it's like the town. It's like the Vermont equivalent of Hanover, where Dartmouth is.
Oh, right. Hanover.
Woodstock. Or I think it's Woodstock.
Yes.
Oh, what's so really? That's Richie, rich,
snobby town, right? Mm. So there's this one
guy. Michael J. Fox live there?
I don't think so.
Oprah lives there.
What? Really?
Yeah, everyone has a or ski they have, house.
Oh, ski house.
But
okay.
Lots of underbites, right? And you can just hear this hum. Like, in the town, if you're downtown, you can just hear the steady hum of people going,
My loafers are the best. Have a gargoyle yarn.
Just kind of like sounds like the ocean. That's the only one. So this dude is just like, he collects all these old junk cars, deals drugs, like lives outside of town on like 100 acres, right? And he's the town's sand guy. Like, if they need him for sand,
they call him Sandman,
and they want to get rid of this guy. They like
light.
They think like there's like all this suspicion that somebody from the town like burned his house down years ago. He had to rebuild all these buildings because every building on his property caught fire at once.
Oh,
like,
dear.
You know, they weren't connected. This was like maybe 20 years ago. So this guy, I met him. He was a fucking maniac, but he didn't come shooting with us. So we went down in one of his sand pits, and we set up some targets. And, you know, he started close up with handguns and then moved back with rifles and scopes and then just destroyed shit with AK-47s and Tannerite.
Oh, Tannerite.
Yeah.
I have yet to experience Tannerite.
So I'm down there picking up shells because we're on somebody else's property, so we wanted to clean up, you know, everything that we did. So there are all these shells everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picking them up, and then I'm thinking, like,
you listen
I'm
to
down...
One?
In the bottom of a fucking shooting gallery, and I'm with my producer, who I trust, but this other guy, who I don't know. And I'm like, what if this whole thing has been a scheme?
He needed some targets.
Yeah. Because they could have just gotten a backhoe and buried me.
Yeah.
And no one ever would have found me.
Reminds me of Jack Black in the Jackal. Remember with Bruce Willis?
No.
Jack Black builds in the remote-controlled giant cannon, and he makes Jack Black go down range and shoots at him with the
yeah
control.
He's testing it and he blows his arm off and he's like windage a little bit to the left.
I actually don't remember that.
No, me neither.
That was a good film.
That's a great movie.
Jackal was pretty good.
Richard Gere,
was he? I don't remember him. Did you guys know you can have a baby after you're dead?
What?
You can have a baby after you're dead.
After you're dead.
If you're a woman.
Kansas City, Missouri, 26. No, the woman's alive.
Wait.
So what you said makes no sense.
The man. Well, isn't that how the phrase goes? Like, Osborne, you got kids?
Yeah.
Do people say you had a baby?
No.
Oh, fuck. Next story. Kansas City, Missouri. A 26-year-old morgue worker was arrested this morning after a DNA test revealed that her newborn child was the result of a necrophiliac intercourse with a man she was supposed to autopsy.
How do you... Wait, you can make a dead man come?
Jennifer Burrows, an assistant pathologist with Jackson County Medical Examiner Service, accused of having sex with dozens of corpses over the course of the last 2 years. A behavior which led to a baby boy. January 7th born. According to Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, her baby's the son of a man who died in a car accident in March 2015.
Died in a car accident? That's
now,
awful.
Knowing that this is, in fact, a news story, I'm sure they don't have any of the good bits, as in how the fuck...
How did they even think to check?
She's facing a total of 158 charges. Including indecent treatment of a corpse, disorderly conduct, indecent exposure, and possession of illegal drugs.
Oh. How do you... Indecent exposure? They're all dead. Nobody gives a
shit. Yeah, who's she exposing herself to?
I don't know.
But who decided to say, I bet that child
right.
was
how did they
from a dead person?
How do you fuck a dead... I can understand fucking a dead woman. I mean, all you need
is
like
a dick.
Like a little heater. And Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
And some music.
Yeah. How do you get a dead man?
It's good to put a porno
sounding
on in the background so you get some life sounds.
Does she have, like, a stick that she shoves in the urethra?
Yeah, or there's probably some kind of chemical you could pump in there, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, well, maybe. Up like a water balloon.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
And when she's like, okay, if you were alive, you'd be coming now. What does she just do? Punch the corpse in the balls?
See, I thought all necrophiliacs were men.
Apparently not. And it's not like she's a fat or anything. I mean, she's not attractive.
She kind of has a meth face going on, but I bet if she didn't have the eyeballs of a death fucker.
I like her face. I mean, she needs to get off whatever drug she's on. She needs a new hairstyle.
I think she could be attractive.
A little bit of a makeup, and I'd like her to go to a gym for 3 or 4 months, you know, get some color, spend some time outside, and I'd also like her to get a physical and an STD test.
And maybe
and then
a
I'd
new
probably fuck her.
Oh, okay, good. Well, let's get
well,
in contact
not
with
now.
Her.
I didn't know she was fucking other guys who weren't alive.
Right.
I mean, that's
does
a
that
deal,
count as
deal
cheating?
Breaker? Is it? Deal breaker.
Mm. I mean, really, it's just a dildo.
Right. Dildo.
Do you ever see that on online dating sites? If you do this, it's a deal breaker.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
If what?
I'm sorry. You do this, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Everybody on those sites is such a bitch. They're all like trying to compete to see who the most jaded is. If you want to hook up with me, don't even bother. I'm not here for that.
This article, actually, I kind of should have saved this when Nick was here. But anyway, it turns out that lack of sleep makes you a huge jerk. And Nick says he doesn't sleep a lot, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of a dick.
Lack of jerking according makes to you not sleep.
According to a study of 54 patients, people's ability to discern others' joy or sadness was negatively impacted when they were sleep deprived. We evaluated the effects of one night's sleep deprivation and a night of subsequent recovery sleep on the ability to identify the 6 most widely agreed upon basic emotional categories. Emotions like sadness and happiness are categorized as social emotions, which differ from feelings linked to threat perception or fear, such as surprise, disgust, or anger.
Very interested in this because you can never judge yourself very well when you're tired or not tired. Like, you don't even know how tired you really are. Right?
What? Yeah, I can tell when I'm tired.
Yeah, you can tell when you're tired, but like, does it work like a quota? Like, okay, you know, my quota resets every week, and I need to have this much sleep for the previous however many nights?
No, it does not. It's based on a nightly cycle. You can't make up sleep.
Then how come if you get 3 hours of sleep one night, you could easily sleep for like 11 the next?
Because you're probably on drugs like caffeine.
Well, fuck. There's a lot of variables that go into this, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like your brain requires sleep, and it's different by person. And, like, I know that whenever the more tired I am, like, earlier this week, I stayed up too late watching videos on cameras, and I was super tired the next day, and I was just miserable and grumpy and didn't want to talk to anybody and couldn't fucking wait to go home.
See, I can be like that after a full night's sleep,
but
I can be fine after a full night's sleep, too. But also, after like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, I can be totally fine the next day.
You are a superhuman.
No. I sleep. I've been sleeping a lot up until recently. I don't sleep as much. But for a long time, I started getting 8 hours every night or more in some cases. Like, I would fall asleep early and not wake up that early necessarily.
And you don't feel, you didn't like notice you felt better?
No, not at all.
Well, you suck. So I don't get enough sleep. I get like headaches and shit eventually. And
really?
Like,
I wish.
Like ass can't focus.
Well, see, I wish I was like that because then I'd be like, oh, I'll just get more sleep. And I'd feel better. But I don't.
You shouldn't sleep in front of the TV either.
Yeah.
You're not getting good sleep.
Sometimes I feel like even more ass if I sleep longer.
Yes. Yeah. Like I've done that
like
too.
Like if I don't set an alarm and I don't wake up until like 10 or
right.
11.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
The whole day's ruined. I might as well quit now.
But if I had just gotten up at 8. I would have been fine.
Yeah. It is. Life sucks. Your body is shit. That's pretty much how I
was more interested in the story underneath that one.
Oh, really?
Woman receives eviction notice due to toy collection.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
Well, there's a video, and that's it. That's a lot of fucking toys.
Oh, she was a hoarder.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like that's like a. Oh.
Holy shit.
Bitch, you can have like 2, 3. Not 5,000.
I mean, it doesn't look disgusting and dirty.
No, it really doesn't.
Clean.
It's very colorful.
Compared to...
And they are organized.
Yes.
Like, it looks like she vacuums those toys.
Like, she has
something.
Pyramids of them.
Right. Most hoarders have bags of poop.
Right.
I'm sure she's not a nuisance in any other way.
I don't think she's bothering anybody.
She very well could be.
We don't know the whole story.
What do you think? She's having ridiculous parties with EDM music blasting with these fucking stuffed animals?
No, but she could be. They're like, all right. From what I'm seeing here,
toys, happy stuff, toys.
Well, yeah, she has other problems.
Right.
But as far as hoarders go, yeah, I agree with Osborne. That's probably not too bad.
She called a pile of stuffed animals everybody.
That's true. On her bed, there's a few hundred everybody's, and she has to move everybody to change the sheets.
Right. So,
Would you like to relax by fondling balls?
Vacations. Yeah. The perfect excuse for doing the things we miss out on in daily life.
This is a commercial.
Going to the same beach every year. Cooking steaks on the grill, taking up trekking without having a clue of what that is, binge-watching that series you read the spoilers for months ago.
Get to the balls!
Don't talk over videos, it's confusing.
And playing with your balls. Doesn't matter whether you have them or not. There are moments when we all, men and women alike, just need to play with our balls. Bummer. Returning to work means we just haven't got the time for it. Too bad. People should always find a moment to touch their balls. At Imahina, we decided to create a universal solution to a problem shared by millions. We accomplished this task by collaborating with one of the special effects engineers for the movie Gravity, Raul Rodriguez Romeo. The result is nice balls. A dangling prosthetic accessory that sticks easily, discreetly, and efficiently to your desk for both home and office applications. Its suspension rate creates a Euclidean curve that encourages relaxation and provides the few moments of escapism that we all need once in a while. So after playing with your balls, you can change your mode back to bust your balls.
So it's basically just a pink silicone ball-shaped squeeze toy. Picture truck nuts, but soft.
For your desk.
Yeah, for the bottom of your desk, apparently.
I love it.
Hey, why not?
Now, where's the dick, though?
Right. That's an accessory you can add on later.
Yeah, I feel like very few people are into the balls and not the dick. It's usually the other way around, right?
Right.
Much more into the dick than the balls.
I don't know. I've had weird things happen.
I don't ever find myself playing with my balls, so I don't know that this would be useful for me.
Yeah, what do you do? You juggle them?
I don't even look at them anymore. I mean, Jesus Christ. The older you get, I'm not even 40, and they're so long. That's just ridiculous.
There's a curb about this.
What, long balls?
Long ball Larry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got his balls caught, and he twisted them, and got some long balls.
I've never done anything like that, and they're just getting longer.
Someday you're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, so his balls got caught not because that's not how they got long.
No.
They were already long and then you hurt them because of their length.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I got a lot of problems.
I have the opposite problem. I feel like mine are getting like more shriveled up.
Mine are
like raisins.
Huge.
I'd be fine with that. I'm almost 35, and I seem to have a lot of problems with my pants pinching things lately.
Just lately?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
don't
it's
wear
one
your
of those
pants so high.
I wonder if that's the problem.
Yeah.
You need different underwear.
I gotta get... Well, it's not the underwear. I wear... not boxers. What are the other things?
Briefs?
Not briefs. The ones in between.
Boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs. That's what they're... No, it's like my pants. I don't know. Maybe my ass is getting so big from having more of a desk-related job.
It's pulling
the pants back into the balls, creating uncomfortable situations, restricting blood flow.
Get relaxed fit, man.
I usually do.
Oh, I don't know then.
They're not in style anymore.
All my jeans are skinny jeans.
How did dudes do that?
I have no idea. That can't be good. Like, it's got to shrink your body's just got to evolve to adapt to its environment.
Like a tree around a barbed wire fence?
If you shrunk its environment, it's going to shrink to adapt.
I don't understand how anyone wears jeans of any kind.
Oh, I like jeans.
Oh, really?
Why?
Like so not comfortable.
Maybe you have not had a good pair of jeans. What do you wear? You're naked right now. I'm curious what normally.
I'm wearing linen right now.
Can I touch linen? Those?
Yeah.
Those balls?
That's interesting.
Like slacks?
Those balls feel nice.
To me, your pants don't feel much different than mine.
No, they're nice. They're light, and they breathe. The air just like flows right through them.
Touch mine. See? Like, does that feel that different to you?
Yeah. So to me, jeans are for out baling hay,
right? Right.
Like where you need something like
working on
robust,
the farm.
Yeah, rugged.
Keep yourself from getting injured.
Yeah,
and lacerated.
I've wanted to wear more pants lately. None of my fucking clothes fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I ripped a shirt in your driveway today trying to put it on.
All right, Hulk.
Yeah. No, it was like,
humble brag
anymore. It was. It's not. Look, I don't feel like it has anything to do with being muscular. I feel just bloated all the time, and I hate it.
Maybe on your period.
I always feel like I have to fart and shit.
Is it pee? I'll buy it. Yeah. So it's funny. Earlier today, when we go to, can I tell this story?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
This is puke in the game.
Okay. You're right. So
there are no boundaries.
We're going to this man's house to build this building, and Brett's like, I think I want to drive my car, and I go, okay, he's got to take off from this house or something. I'm like, but why? If he's going to drive his car, why should I drive? So I said, can I ride with you? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, now it makes no sense. Because it's not like he just wants to have an escape vehicle. Because he has to escape after he takes me home now.
Okay.
So a couple hours into it, he's like, what's the
poop? Of driving?
No, of in the building.
Okay.
He's like, what's the poop protocol? A little worried about the poop protocol.
No, because earlier you said, what's the pee protocol?
I did, yeah. And he's like, go in the house. Don't pee it, on my chickens. And I said, okay.
Brett's chasing a chicken around. Come here, I'm going to pee on you.
So later, Brett said, I'm very concerned about the poop protocol.
Mm-hmm. I always am.
And he said, that's why I wanted to drive my car.
So you could poop in your car?
Yeah,
well, so I could find somewhere to go. I haven't pooped now in a long time because I left to come to meet Andrew yesterday after I worked all day and I went to the gym. I had to finish something in the morning. Then I went to the gym, came home, took a shower, get in my car, start driving. I go, I never shit.
Uh-oh.
I never shit today. There's no. So I get to Andrew's. I can't. It's not right. It's wrong.
You can poop here. Just make sure I don't have to go to the bathroom right after.
I need to wait till you fall asleep.
So you can poop.
I'm going to set an alarm for 4 a.m.
You do awful things when I sleep. Well, I think on that story.
What's imagine if we crayon? Both were watching a show on the couch and you just you woke up to my alarm going off and I'm just jerking you off and shitting. Andrew, where are those pretzels? Act like it's nothing. Like nothing is happening.
Moving on.
Andrew, you had those peanut butter like filled pretzels earlier.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Are they over there on the table?
They're over there. That would be very uncomfortable.
That's the end of the show.
What else you got?
Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who's buck wild with the trigger. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who's buck wild with the trigger. I'll fuck your ass up. Fuck your ass up. Old dirty bastard live and uncut.
This has been Puking and Gang. Thank you so
much. Around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Brett can be heard at his podcast, The School Sucks Project, over at schoolsucksproject.com. Thank you so much for coming on, Brett.
Thank
Osborne
you for having me.
Does not currently have a gargoyle urinal or a podcast, but he's no. You're on the
super come podcast. Hear me up at the state capitol.
One time I made a video with me, Osborne, and Gardner. I put my website and Guard's website, and then I put Osborne.Osborne.
But Brett had a recent episode number 492, Above the Snowflakes. I thought it was excellent.
Thank you for tweeting about that.
Very much enjoyed it. Brett's perspective on the batshit crazy college shit going on is fun to listen to, so give his show a listen. He doesn't talk about poop nearly as much as on this show. But
Or dicks.
Yeah, it's a big stark contrast.
Yeah. It's intelligent, well put together, thought out and such. So, thank you so much for listening. I don't know if the hiatus is over or if we're just, you know, we're still, I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know. Listeners have a vote.
I feel like we need to do an episode in my basement.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, we gotta work that out.
Been hanging up there a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening. PCL, peakandthegang.com/VIP is where you can sign up for the Private Channel Lounge. Like we said, thank you so much for supporting us, and as always, rock on.
Up the porn glossary here.
Puke in the gang. It's like jerking off to a really great porn with a really beautiful woman, and right when you're about to come, cuts away from her, straight to the guy's face, and it's too late.
Oh, yes. FIP. Fake internal pop. I didn't know that was a thing.
Like, is that like a fake hymen bust?
Yeah, it's like a fake cream pie.
Oh. How do you do it? Wait. How does that work?
Back to the glossary. Is it pictures?
What do you mean, how does it work?
How are you like, fake? Oh.
And I'm spent.
And the girl just thinks you're done.
Well, for porn purposes, so the audience thinks you're done.
Right.
So then you can go film another one.
Right.
I, too, know how to Google. That's great. I fucking know I'm gonna come.
Do that again.
Dropping loads.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I wish we could play that back right now.